Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
PJ, give me a sound check.
Sound check. 1, 2, 3. Disney, Florida, alligators.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right, good.
Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag No Offense. My name is Chris, joined as always by Adam and Jason. Tonight, we're welcomed by the spearhead leader of the NSFW Podcast Network, the BickerBots Podcast, Deadpool. We have Wade PJ Wilson with us tonight.
My agent said you were going to call me the world's greatest podcaster, so we need to run this again.
I didn't get that message. Who's your agent?
This is bullshit. Joe, you're fired.
Which one? Camacho?
Camacho is my stalker. My agent's up there in New Hampshire. Oh. Pretty hammered right now.
I don't know who that is, but you know what? That's a good segue. Can you hand me one of those Pabst Blue Ribbons over there?
Oh, freaking high class.
Thanks,
you really
man.
Do have fucking PBRs.
Yeah, I'm going to grab one of these Pabst Blue Ribbons because you know what? I heard on a podcast recently, and I can't remember which one. Some guys out of like Vermont or something talking about Pabst Blue Ribbon being just white trash, man, and just being, you know, like totally beneath them, and they'll never drink it. And this is a fine product, man. So much so that there's a shortage right now of Pabst Blue Ribbon. I'm getting mine while I can get it. So this guy, Mo Schmooley or whatever his name is on this podcast in Vermont, you can go fuck yourself, dude. And I'm saying that right to the camera because this is delicious.
So, I mean, let's just take this piece by piece, right? So, Pabst Blue Ribbon is white trash beer. You guys are the Florida people, so isn't that your official beer of Florida?
We don't have
an
official.
No, not even close.
No, that was probably what I was drinking earlier.
Yeah, earlier Jason was drinking a Natty Daddy.
No, that's not Florida beer either.
Natty Daddies. I can't believe you motherfuckers have shit like that still.
Yeah, I told him it was bum wine, but he didn't listen.
No, that's Boone's Farm.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, we have that too.
Yeah, I spent a night drinking with a bum. We drank Boone's Farm.
You spent a night drinking with a bum?
That sounds like a story I'd want to hear.
Well, yeah, I had an interesting childhood, I guess.
These stories. This guy's got a ton of them.
Adam looks like he wants to ask a question.
Well, no, I thought you said something about your childhood in reference to the
childhood,
bum?
Teenage years.
Oh, okay.
Split the hair.
You scared me. Boone's Farm, bum, childhood.
He thought some 9-year-old PJ was sitting there throwing Boone's Farm back.
Well, it's not uncommon for older street men to take teenage mentor or teenage boys under their wing and mentor them and drink Boone's Farm with them, apparently, right?
Yeah, I didn't blow anybody. Just cut you off to get there.
Well, that's good to know.
That's comforting.
I do want to ask this question. Jason, what is that koozie? Because it looks like a cow from here.
It's a Tampa Bay Lightning jersey.
Oh, it would have been more manly if it was a cow. I'm just saying.
Damn.
Wow.
Cool.
Damn.
Shots fired at
Shots
hockey.
Fired.
Yeah. Shots fired at
We
hockey.
Don't have to worry about the Dallas sport. Star, so it's, you know, it is what it is.
Or shit's fired? Is that what you said before?
So what, no Florida news? You guys are all tonight?
No, we got Florida news. I got some business, though, I wanted to get to. I wasn't done firing shots at this fucking this podcast, and I wish for the life of me I could remember the name, but the co-host had an amazing beard. It was so full and luscious. It was amazing.
That's Willie, right?
They were. His name might have been Willie. His name might have been. And you know,
Slick Willie.
They're having a competition and everything. I mean, like, you can go vote for Willie at this vet.
I think he's
going to
win.
He has to because it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
Luscious.
Luscious, even.
I know what you're talking about. That's the OCD guys. They're up in Cleveland. Willie has the best Joe Dirt beard I've ever seen.
Joe Dirt, huh?
Yeah.
But he doesn't have the mullet.
No, it's just the beard. You know how it grows in all white trashy?
Yeah, I do. Check it out.
Oh, shit. You're right there, too.
Patchy.
Me and Willie, we've got a lot in common.
Mm.
You like burritos?
I do. I had one for dinner.
I know. And he likes burritos.
He does.
Oh, you're a bleeding heart fucking liberal, too?
I'm not a bleeding heart anything, guy.
What's that have to do with burritos?
Well, Willie's a fucking liberal from hell. That last one, I about wanted to jump through the fucking speakers at his ass.
I think Joe wanted to jump across the table at his ass.
You mean Mo?
Yeah, Mo.
Yeah, he looked like he was ready to jump across the table.
So one thing I wanted to bring up to you, and I forgot, we had talked about doing a podcast fantasy football league months ago when football wasn't relevant. Now we're about 2 weeks away from training camp, man. Are we going to do this thing?
Of course we're going to do this. It's going to be the not safe for work network fantasy football team.
Now, how did you have this in mind? We're going to go shows have their own team and go head to head, and yes, we're going to have something on the line.
One team per show, and if you lose to that show, you got to run that show's promo that week.
Okay, is it one of those things like when we make bets, we got to drop gratuitous plugs throughout the show as well?
No, because that's just going to get old and trite. I think just trading promos.
Okay. I can dig it. So if anyone's interested, hit us up, and we're going to get this thing going, man. I think we've got about, what, 4 or 5 teams ready to go now?
Yeah, if they're still around. Podcasts are dropping like flies out there.
So we're halfway there?
Yeah, we can do 10, 12, something like that. But podcasts are dropping like flies ever since the emergence of this NSFW podcast network.
People can't fuck with this.
People can't fuck with this, dude. We're like Voltron, dude. We're forming. We're forming together, okay? We're forming together. I think we might just be like the left arm, you know? So like we jerk off like the stranger. But I mean, we have a purpose.
You know.
We're there.
So you're saying people have to sit on us first? Make us go numb?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying like BickerBots is the black line, and beans, we're in charge. We're going to bring that tail right between our legs and let OCD and just the tip jerk us off.
I can dig it.
Did you say the black line?
Black lion.
Oh, lion. That makes more sense.
Goddamn.
The black line.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
I'm not used to seeing you guys live like this. And to any of the listeners out there, they look like they're from Florida. Just putting it out there.
We are.
Well, you know what? Jason was going to get into character for tonight. He has the mullet wig. He's got the camo hat. And I told him it wasn't necessary because we're not actually going on YouTube with this or anything. No one's going to see it but you.
What are you talking about? That's Willie. He's my neighbor.
No, Willie lives in Delaware, dude, and he's got a fantastic beard. Pay attention.
This is another Willie. This is Monster Truck Willie.
Oh, man.
I'm curious. Are you guys all around the same? Well, so Chris and Adam, you look like you're about the same age, but Jason, you look like you're 30 years older than everybody.
I'm actually the oldest.
Yeah, that's just beard fooling you.
You know, here's another gratuitous plug for our YouTube page. If you go check out past clips, we actually did a segment where I make up my own stories because Jason's very guarded and doesn't tell the truth about his life. So I, in my mind, Jason has seen a ghost and it scarred him so badly that he lost all pigmentation in his facial hair.
That's not what it is. You realize, I know him. I saw his ass on America's Most Wanted.
Any given Sunday.
He goes around playing Santa Claus in the middle of July. Yep. He starts feeling up old broads. They call him the Cougar Claws.
The Cooter Claws.
Cougar. Claws. No, Cougar.
Oh, Cooter. I thought he said Cooter Claws.
Oh, so I'm grabbing Cooter too? Yeah,
well, when I met him, he just had a white patch. Like his beard was dark, but he had one kinda little like a, just circle.
Yeah, kind of like a Jay Leno thing going on.
Except not on your head, on your face.
No, just on my face. And then
it kind of more like what was that Hispanic singer with the thing on the side of his face?
Oh, Ricky Martin.
Oh, Julio Iglesias? No.
Oh, he loves dick too.
Was it Julio Iglesias?
I don't know. I never really know.
He had that big like birthmark on his face. That's kind of what your beard spot was, your birthmark.
Mm.
Were you born with a beard?
Julio Iglesias. Isn't he the one? No, it was Enrique Iglesias. And
that's who I was thinking. It was Enrique, not Julio.
Either way, he took Anna Kournikova off the table.
I can be your hero, baby.
Oh, stop it.
Hey, he had to get something in there.
Oh, that's what she said.
Yes.
Can't blame him for trying. Well, as we get deeper into these PBR tall boys, let's get into some Florida news, man.
Woo, doggy. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah?
Get your ass in here. These No Offense boys about to do welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit, and I thought my family was fucked up.
So I'm winging this since I lost my notes.
Okay, here, I'll help you out with your Florida news. Florida beach littered with hundreds of dead fish.
That's just called red tide. That's another day at the fucking office down here, man.
Why do you guys act like that's normal and that's cool?
It fucking is, dude.
It comes and goes.
Kind of happens all the time.
It happens all the time,
kind of like flesh-eating bacteria. That's a thing, too.
It's a circle of life, baby. They die. They go back out into the ocean. Everything's fine. They come back. They die. It's... circle of life.
All right, so let's just take a second here. Right?
It'll clear up.
It'll clear up.
It's normal. No,
listen, I'm going to stop.
It's like the clap. It clears up after a while.
That's good. I like that.
But does it come back? Does the clap come back?
I don't know. I don't have it. So.
Oh, well, you sound like an expert.
Yeah, I know. Now all of a sudden he's clamming up.
Clapping up.
So all this shit comes, you're in Texas, right on the other side of the Gulf from us. And you guys dump all this nonsense into our water and it comes over here and kills our shit. And then we got to fucking deal with it, man. That's what it is.
What am I supposed to do? Stop pissing in the ocean? I'm going to do it. All right.
That's some radioactive piss, dude.
Hey, I'm dehydrated as a motherfucker. I've been shoveling rat shit all day. Fun. As we digress.
Fun. Yeah.
That's a that's a good sales pitch for that house.
Oh, dude. Let me tell you. I had a fucking Air Force vet working with me, and that rat ran across the floor. He about shit himself.
Oh, no.
I said, step on it. Stop on the motherfucker.
Oh, wow. You actually saw one?
Yeah, it was fucking good 6-8 inches.
Oh, gross.
Oh, that's terrible.
Fucking give that shit to Pack, dude. He'll fry it up and eat that motherfucker.
Oh, my God. I tried spearing it. So, yeah, it's fun times. I can't concentrate watching you guys drink that redneck white trash beer.
It's so good. It's we got a 4-pack. It's just one. Well, they'll have one. I'll have two, and then we'll move on.
Oh, the real man. I got you. All right.
So first story we got tonight is about a guy who was in jail, and he got out, and he got arrested for not paying for the cab fare for the ride home from jail.
That's a bold move. It's a bold move.
So it's that we're in Brevard County, Florida, which is what? South Florida, Miami, Melbourne.
Brevard.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just Brevard, motherfucker. So he gets out of jail. They call him a cab. It's about 1 a.m. He's got nothing. He says, I'll pay you when I get back to the house. My sister's there. They get back to the house. The sister's out of town, and she tries to do it over the phone. Cab driver says no. They call the cops, and they fucking arrest him, and they take him back to the jail he just got out of.
That's fucked.
How fucked God up damn. Is that, man?
Well, hey, you know, if you don't have money to pay for your cab ride, what are you going to do?
I haven't taken a cab in a while, but it said it was $70 from the jail to his house.
Yeah, wow. It was a long drive.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Jails are out in the middle of nowhere. They do that so, you know, you escape, you're still in Florida.
But that doesn't matter if they're in the middle of nowhere or not. You escape, you're still in Florida, guy. Fucking Alcatraz.
You guys could save all kinds of money. You can do one of those Cool Hand Luke jails. No walls, no nothing. Just put gators around that motherfucker and don't feed them.
Well, you heard my story a couple weeks ago, man. Guy running from the cops, jumps in the water, and gators just tear him up. And the cops were like, thanks for the assist, right.
Man, you can go fucking crazy watching all these stupid-ass gator videos on YouTube. The assholes swimming with the gators. And fucking. Did you see the one where I think you posted it, where the asshole was like feeding them from his mouth or some shit?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
You deserve to die.
Right. That's one of those if he dumb enough.
Yeah.
You deserve to live in Florida and you deserve to die.
When you see those, I think those are probably more like Louisiana bayou.
Oh, yeah. Build that wall.
Let's put a wall around every fucking state.
You guys are familiar with that. Build that wall. Tom Segura wants a wall around Louisiana.
You want to go down that road?
Huh?
You want to go down that road?
Well, I've got Donald Trump's fucking number one fan here. I mean, I'm gonna throw as many.
Let's just reel it back here. My official title is future son-in-law. Okay.
I forgot.
Wow.
Yeah. I forgot.
Me and Ivanka, we've been talking lately.
Oh,
what about what?
These nuts. I mean, that bitch is delicious.
Thank you, dude. That was the best response you could have had.
When D's nuts is the best response someone could have, that's a scary thought.
It's not a scary thought. Appropriate. It's a good day.
So what are you anti-wallers? Is that it?
No.
Anti-wallers? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it is now.
No, I just meant getting into politics talk. It could get interesting.
Well, we don't really go there that often on this show. And that's, yeah, I told you, you know, I've said it before. I'll say it again. And, you know, in case there's new listeners today, we don't know about that. And I mean, I'm speaking for y'all. I'm stupid. I don't know about that. So I'm not going to talk about shit I don't know about. And two, we like to keep it light, man. Like to keep it
okay, let's just keep it light. Let's just build a wall and move on. Okay.
We'll move on. So I'm sure this one has made it into our group, and I saw it there first, and I've seen it all over the internet since. Did you guys see the video with the guy on the hood of the car driving down the interstate?
Oh, yeah. Doing like 80, and he's just chilling on the hood.
Yeah. Well, I thought he was just chilling. He's actually on the phone. And
right.
He's calling 911 on the bitch that's driving the car.
Ooh.
So they're together in a on-again, off-again relationship, and they share the car. She's going to leave. He wants to go somewhere, too. So what's going to happen, right?
He jumps on the car.
He jumps on the hood of the car to stop her from leaving. And she says, fuck you, homeboy, and just drives away. And he's the stubborn guy that he is. He ain't letting go. She gets on the fucking interstate, dude.
So we can just make up the backstory here. They were initially arguing about his side chick. So he got caught cheating. Okay. And she's like, fuck it, you get a side chick, I can have some dick on the side too. And he's like, no, bitch. And she's like, I'm going right now. So he jumped on the hood and he was going to go beat the fuck out of the side dick.
He was going to beat the fuck out of the side dick, or he was going to try to work into a three-way with the dick?
Mm, Dude, two guys.
I mean, why would you want to do that? I don't like that,
but I'm just, hey, I'm if that's your thing, I'm not judging, man. Fuck it.
I think it's a little Freudian slip there.
I'm going to take that as an insult, man, because I don't know what that means. So you're using fucking terms that I don't understand. I'm going to take that as an insult, man. You come into my house and you're going to use terms that I don't know. That's not a sign of disrespect, homeboy.
That's a term you don't know?
play with me, okay? For once in your fucking life, dance with me, all right?
I am. I'm just dancing to a different tune.
Oh, you want to know what I want to know?
What do you want to know?
How he didn't lose his slides.
He's got skills.
He kept them on the whole time, man. I don't know how he did it.
I was thinking that too when I was watching it. I was like, how are those not falling off?
He was toes down too, man. Toes down.
Toes down.
Toes down with some slides and still kept them on. I don't know how he did that.
Face down, ass up too, if you think about it.
Was that Florida too?
Oh, of course. That was Miami.
Florida.
Which it's crazy in Miami. I don't know nothing about Miami, but the city was built on cocaine. You know, it's fucking
okay.
What you think about that 80s song? Built the city on cocaine?
No,
I do now.
Thank you.
I didn't know that was a song.
A lot of shitholes were built on cocaine. Miami was built on cocaine. Atlanta was built on Coca-Cola. I mean, these are all shitty places.
Hey, they're the only company that's still allowed to use cocaine, man. I heard that on Joe Rogan this week.
I know you heard that on BickerBots, motherfucker.
You did not hear that on Joe Rogan.
I fucking did hear that on Joe Rogan, dude.
That's crazy talk right there.
It wasn't Joe Rogan. It was BickerBots, and I'm going to come through this fucking thing. You say it again. Give me my goddamn dues.
I don't know nothing about this BickerBots show you're talking about, man, because the only show worth listening to on the NSFW podcast is the one that you're on right now.
This is a subsidiary of BickerBots.
Subsidiary. If you're going to use the word, say it right.
Yeah, I've been trying to drink a little bit, trying to catch up to you guys.
What do you got there?
Cranberry vodka. It's the only thing the wife would make me.
Nice.
Hey, dude. Blame it on the wife.
Next time we'll do this in studio and you and Jason can share rosés together.
Okay, I've been hearing this rosé shit. What a fucking wine? Is it like a high C fruit punch? What the fuck is it?
It's apple cider. Angry Orchard rosé. It's just pink.
Well, apparently.
Because he's feminine.
Well, no, rosé, I saw something, it was probably on Twitter, rosé is popular in wine now, so all the cider people have started making rosé versions.
Don't call me a millennial.
You go to the store and there's multiple different ciders that are rosé. That's crazy.
That's how shit goes, dude.
How do you let him still on the podcast? I don't understand this.
Which one?
Would boot you the fuck out of the state if I caught you with some fucking rosé. They don't let that shit into Texas.
I gave it to him, dude.
Yeah, he's the one that peddled it to me.
I brought it home from work because I know, dude, I know what he likes, man.
No.
He's soft.
I've drank two bottles of it. That's the most
I've ever
drank.
Two bottles last week?
No.
Well, I've had zero.
Hey, it's fine. Whatever. Everybody's got their thing, man. He's drinking a fucking Pabst like a man now.
Sponsor.
What's that?
He'd be a horrible sponsor.
We need a horrible sponsor?
No, you would be a horrible sponsor. Hey, Chris, I'm thinking about drinking. I don't know. I had a bad day. That's cool, bro. Just have a rosé. You'd be all
right. Yeah, I'd say do that shit. Be a fucking man, right?
Be a fucking man. Drink the rosé.
Yeah.
Dude, we got different definitions of being a man.
Well played. I'm making that a Patreon exclusive T-shirt design, dude. It's Jason's face, and it says rosé all day.
Oh, geez.
Very nice.
Pay for that level. Patreon.com/HTNOS.
Patreon.com, BickerBots.
You will not peddle that filth here.
Has anybody other than us seen our Patreon?
A lot of people have seen it, but I don't think anybody gives a fuck. But that's neither here nor there. All in due time. The takeover is real. The takeover is real, right?
What are we taking over?
The world.
Careful.
The world of podcasting.
The NSA is listening and watching.
Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a fuck.
Give a fuck.
So how is in Texas, how is your infrastructure? Because you talk about how you have a long commute, dude. You have to drive.
Oh, yeah.
You got to drive a long time for work. Does it suck?
Yeah. It fucking blows, dude. That's why I got hooked on podcasts. And you listen to enough podcasts, you're like, man, fuck these guys. I'm better than these idiots.
Well, how's your road rage?
Oh, dude. So I've lost a Yeti, a shaker bottle.
Wait, you threw a Yeti cup at somebody?
Yeah.
Wow.
You got to be pissed because those things cost, man.
$30.
Right. So what happened was the dude cut me off fucking horribly. I had to lock up the brakes the whole nine. And you know how that happens, right? You end up fucking going around them, catching up to see who the fuck just cut you off. And the guy is pointing and laughing.
Ooh,
right?
Oh, shit.
Taunting.
And
taunting
then,
your ass.
As I speed up a little bit more, he sees that I got two baby girls in the back seat, and he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I was like, fuck, you're sorry. Eat my Yeti, bitch.
Eat my Yeti.
Dude, I fucking don't care.
Did you hit him?
Shaker bottles. Like, I'm not even going to promote this shit to anybody I know, man. I've gotten in such nasty road rage incidents. Like, on a good day, I'm pushing 200 pounds. I had a 130-pound dude follow me through two red lights, right? And I was like, this motherfucker follows me through one more. I'm going to kill him.
This is Texas, so that might be true.
He followed me through another one. I fucked through the car and parked, got up, walked back to his car, and he just started shitting bricks. I tried pulling him through the window.
Wow.
This is all the better coming from you with that American flag tank top you're sporting right there, dude. Because I can imagine you trying to pull somebody through the window wearing that fucking thing.
Oh, dude. This is America.
You remember that Napoleon Dynamite? Imagine taking a roundhouse kick with one of these and dude's wearing like fucking American flag pants and shit. That's PG.
Dude, if I watch Napoleon Dynamite, I just need to see the one thing in there.
What's
I need to see fucking dude throw that steak at him on the bicycle.
Yeah, that's classic.
Watching him get drilled with a steak, I'm like, Jesus Christ, fuck's wrong with people?
Hell yeah. Well, the reason I bring this up is because you would appreciate this next story, man. Newport Richie, an Uber driver, pulls a gun on a woman for texting while driving.
Oh, so that's a little bit of escalation.
Well, I figured you would appreciate that, dude. You're fucking flinging Yetis on the road.
Ah, those guys are assholes.
So it's after midnight. It's about 1 a.m. and this guy's cruising around waiting for fares or whatever, and he sees this bitch behind him driving erratically, and he brake checks her a few times trying to get her attention. She goes to go around him and he grabs the Glock, which apparently was just sitting in the center console, and fucking holds it up in the window at her. So she calls the cops, gives a description, they come pull him over and they take him in.
Oh, see, the way I heard that story was it was his Uber driver, and he was in the back seat, and she wouldn't stop texting while driving.
Oh, no, no,
like,
no.
Bitch, get off your phone.
No. Well, that would have been cool, too. That would have been, actually, that would have probably been better.
Bro, when I first moved to Texas, they used to have signs on the side of the road that said, be nice to each other.
Shut the fuck up, really?
No,
I
really?
I shit you not. And I asked somebody, I was like, bro, what's with this shit? And they're like, oh, the road rage out here is just ridiculous. So we were here like a week, and then it was like all over the news. Two guys in pickup trucks were cutting each other off and racing and shit. When they finally came up to a red light, dude shot the other dude through the head with a crossbow.
No.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Nugent style.
Wow.
That's
crossbow
Texas.
Sales went through the roof.
I was thinking more like Daryl style.
Come on, dude. He's not real.
Although I haven't watched that show in a very long time.
That's good, man. I'm glad you did that.
What am I missing?
The
Walking Dead.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That show's gone so downhill.
Oh, I know.
I've heard it has. I haven't seen the most recent season, so I don't know.
Me neither. I quit it.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen Maggie do the fitness magazines?
No.
Mm-hmm.
That bitch is gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah. If you're at work and you're listening to this, Google Maggie from The Walking Dead and just put, like, hot behind it. Jesus Christ.
That might not be a good thing to do at work, though.
Hey, this is part of the NSFW podcast network. We're not safe for work. It's in the title, for Christ's sake.
But he just said, if you're at work.
You take liberties, dude. We're all consenting adults. If you feel, you know, you're safe to do that, do it.
Well, when I work, I have my personal open next to my work one.
Oh, is that where you watch the porn?
No, not at all. So that's
while you're working.
That's where I play games. But
I feel like while you're working, Chuck E. Cheese. Hmm? I don't know why.
Not while I'm working. No, why would I do that?
Feel like he's what?
I play music.
I feel like Jason works at Chuck E. Cheese for some reason.
He would not. Dude, look at him. He's the fucking guy in the picture hanging up at Chuck E. Cheese. It's not allowed to come in.
No, I see him taking off the mouse helmet, sitting in the back, just bitching at people. Oh, these fucking kids want tickets and little heathens and motherfuckers.
Well, yeah. That is his character.
You're not kind of far off there.
That is his character.
Yeah, he really thinks kids are annoying. So,
kids are annoying as fuck. Do you have any? Come on now.
Oh,
I have
three.
Yeah, I've got too many to fucking count.
I'm sorry.
Just spread across this great land?
Across the world, basically. Across, I mean, there's only the ones I only count the ones I pay for. Those other bitches
should have
got a real name or number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are they going to do? Come collect fucking child support from Deadpool?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I had a buddy that...
I love how that triggers something with you.
Is this
so
a paper
I had a buddy, he said he was out drinking all night Saturday night. Sunday morning, somebody was trying to break down his damn door. He's like, I answered the door, my boxer's half fucking hungover, and it's this sheriff deputy trying to jab a Q-tip in my face. He's like, he didn't say hi, he didn't say nothing, he just tried jabbing him with a Q-tip. He's like, what the fuck? And he shows him the warrant, So he gives him a sample, and he comes to find out he's got an 8-year-old kid from a one-night stand.
Oh, eight years
later.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Dude,
that's got to be the worst feeling ever.
Well, the thing was, is she only knew him by his nickname.
Which was what?
Bones.
You know what?
He was like a 110-pound guy, right? So he went by Bones.
I know a Bones, dude.
Well, it took this broad 8 years to track him down because his name was Bones.
Just asking around.
Okay, so it wasn't that she was just all of a sudden said, you know what, I need to go get some money. It was like she was trying to find him and she just couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd been looking for 8 years.
Oh, damn.
Trying to find a guy named Bones, dude. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Yeah,
right?
You end up finding some doctor on a spaceship.
What?
Bones, Dr. McCoy, Enterprise,
Star Trek.
If I send you a dad joke button, will you push it every time he does that?
Yeah, I could do that. I can do that.
Hey, damn it, Tim. I'm a doctor, not a comedian. I can't help myself.
Hey, we had a talk on the way over tonight, and I told him he needs to embrace that shit, man. If you're going to really be Danny Tanner, fucking go balls deep. Be Danny Tanner, dude. Just go all out, right?
Well, be Bob Saget. Have you ever heard Bob Saget stand up? He's the dirtiest motherfucker out there.
Yeah, he's a little dirty, isn't he?
Feels almost wrong coming from him because of what he was.
And that's a great contrast with you because you've got that dark side inside, you know, tucked behind that G-rated fucking exterior. I've seen it, dude. He's a scumbag. He's a scumbag. I promise you, dude.
Wow.
I fucking promise you, dude.
I know what your deal is then. I was in the military with you guys like you, so we had all these chaplains that were former special forces, and they had just done so much debauchery that they just turned to they became chaplains.
Yeah, no, that's not me.
you say that.
There is not a lot of debauchery in my past.
Right.
Not even close.
And Ray Ray doesn't take little boys into the woods.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
That was one of the better.
That makes me uncomfortable.
No, that was one of the better stories I've ever heard about that guy. I like that shit.
Speaking of Ray Ray, how's his sister?
Yeah.
Ooh, you know, was it this last one? I didn't know she was in high school when I was making those comments.
Oh, no.
You didn't hear that?
No, I didn't.
They were talking about, you guys were talking about how she's graduating and she's going to go out and like basically be a whore now?
Right.
What?
He's like, oh, my sister's graduating and she's running around and my parents can't control her. So I just figured she was a college student.
I was like, I've never heard of Asian Amish before because it sounds like she's about to go out into the world and like start doing drugs and fucking and going wild.
So her royal oats?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the term you guys used, I think, even.
It was. She was trying to get them seed.
Wow.
She's trying to get that seed. Well, don't you be the one to give it to her, man.
Yeah, I had no idea she was a teenager. That's
Ray Ray don't know won't hurt Ray Ray.
Well, I mean, what's teen? 18? I mean, that's legal. Just saying.
Well, she's Asian, and she graduated high school. She's probably 14.
I was thinking that, dude. I was like, she's advanced as fuck, man.
Wow. Yeah, but, I mean, Ray Ray's not that smart, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He has that literature degree or whatever it is.
Yeah, he loves to tout that shit.
He'll drop some English on you.
I thought it was liberal arts.
Well, it's what an English degree is.
No, he's just a liberal.
So for our listeners that may or may not be familiar. Thank you.
May not be confused.
That's what I was. So.
Yes.
With the BickerBots, which, I mean, shame on you. We've ran their promo enough times and we've referenced them enough times. You should know who they are. Tell us the story about how you guys got started, speaking of Ray Ray.
Oh, that's some crazy shit there. So BickerBots was born out of a conversation between myself and Wilds about locking Ray Ray in a dog cage for a 3-day weekend.
Well, what was the stipulation with that cage?
So we were going to lock him in a cage for the 3-day weekend, and we were going to make him watch a random 5-minute clip from the middle of a Gilmore Girls episode, and we're going to play that 5 minutes on a loop.
Just
and
then randomly feed from him. A random episode.
Yeah. Think how pissed you'd be if you could only see 5 minutes of an episode. You wouldn't know what the beginning was, what the end was, what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, but if it was Gilmore Girls, I wouldn't want to know.
Yeah, but if you were forced to watch it.
Yeah.
Think about it. You're in a cage for 3 days.
Why were you going to put him in a cage?
Yeah, did you think he was an illegal immigrant?
Hey, bringing it back to Trump. I like what you did there.
Nice. No, if he was an illegal, I would have called ICE already. No, we just looked at him, and Wilds and I, we both lift, so we both have little, you know, one-up competitions and shit, and it kind of started like, I could put Ray Ray in a cage. And he was like, well, I could put Ray Ray in a cage too. I was like, well, I could keep him in the cage. No, I can make sure he could stay in there. So it's been a running thing. And Ray got ballsy like 5 or 10 episodes ago. And he's like, you guys really couldn't put me in a cage.
I remember
I said, stop your mouth right now.
He said he's been working out. He's been working out. He said he could take you guys now.
Well, does he like know martial arts? I mean, I know
just
that's...
Just because he's Asian does not mean he needs to know martial arts, racist guy.
But isn't there... What is that, Kung Fu?
Knows Kung Fu or something? Yeah, I was just...
Well, Ray's Korean, so it would be Taekwondo.
Okay, I wasn't sure which one.
Look at
was.
You being all politically correct. Where's this guy coming from?
Does he know Taekwondo?
That's a good question. I don't know. Doesn't matter. He's only like 4 foot tall.
Doesn't matter.
He's shorter than Joe.
Oh, no, I don't think anybody's shorter than Joe.
I don't either.
So, like, if you got shorter than Joe, isn't that like Ant-Man where you go into the subatomic world?
Oh, yeah. That was cool. Yeah.
Would that make Billy the Wasp?
Huh?
Would that make Billy the Wasp?
Is a woman, though.
You said it.
Well, Billy's not a woman.
He's Billy would be
one big Amazon woman, and I don't mean Wonder Woman.
Liberal mouth of his. Jesus Christ. Anyways. Do you have more Florida news there?
I had another road rage incident that's it's more visual, so I mean it really does us no good. But another road rage guy gets cut off. They both stop. Okay. I don't know where this is because it's just a video clip. But the one guy gets out and it shows him flexing in front of the car. He gets out of his car and walks up to the car that, you know, behind him, starts flexing in the windshield and just starts punching the grill of the car, like wailing on the fucking grill of the car. It's like an Escalade, right? Piece flies off the car. He picks that up, throws it at the guy. The guy in the car that stopped, you know, realizes that he's crazy and starts to back up. This motherfucker gets a full sprint and runs at him and shoulder checks the grill of the car. Just he's fucking his car up. It looks like Street Fighter. You remember back in the day when you had to break the car in Street Fighter? It's the same fucking thing, dude. Like, it was the weirdest thing. And I was just going to link it to the road rage because it's all same shit. You know, the weather gets hot down here. Nobody knows how to drive and everybody's fucking angry.
So did this guy have green skin and purple pants?
No, dude. He didn't.
Lou
Ferrigno lives in California.
He also...
I want to party with that guy.
Lou Ferrigno?
No, the guy that got pissed off and wanted to beat the shit out of the car.
I'm gonna share the video in our group once we're done with this because you got to see it. I'm doing it no justice.
You don't think that'd be fun to hang out with somebody like that? You can just direct them?
No.
You can just direct them?
No.
Yeah. That's go fuck bad. Up that guy's grill.
Hey, Jimmy, that guy over here said your shirt looks faggy. What?
Anybody that gets mad at another person and decides to take their rage on the grill of their vehicle?
That's an American.
No. Well, that's somebody with serious issues. I mean, at least
hit the other guy. See, that person is you, but you bury it deep down inside. You don't let that out. And then one day you snap. And that's when you let it out. That's why I said you're that guy from Falling Down.
Dude. No, I'm not.
You're going to have that day.
No, I'm not.
Day. Yes, dude, you're going to fucking snap. And I'm not going to be there, dude. I'm going to see it coming like a hurricane, and I'm going to watch that shit moving across the map, and I'm going to run and fucking hide.
Wow, you're a good friend.
I'm not.
I'm going to abandon you. That's great.
Hey, well,
I'm seeing more me, myself, and Irene.
Gosh.
You're a watermelon fucker, aren't you?
No, definitely not.
You're a watermelon. We're going to have to clip that. You're a watermelon fucker.
I don't even remember that scene.
How do you not?
But now I kind of do. I remember the scene where he gets up to go to the bathroom and it's shooting all over the place. And he realizes that his other personality had sex with his woman.
I need another beer.
Yeah, me too, actually.
What do you want?
Hashtag.
Let's take a pause right now, and then we'll grab some more beers.
Pause for the alcoholics.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
We're the hosts of a new podcast called Just the Tips, a Memoir. I'm Joe.
I'm Chuck.
We just two young men out here slanging these memoirs.
Like crack.
We out here teaching you how to be a man, and we just dropping a variety of knowledge to you one topic at a time.
Check out our website at memoirs.men.
Damn, that shit's fire.
And on that site, you can catch our YouTube.
Damn.
Twitter.
Oh, God.
Facebook.
Fire.
Instagram,
we there.
Snapchat,
oh God.
Tinder, So if you like what you heard, you can follow us on Google Play and on iTunes.
I'm Chuck, he's Joe, and this is Just the Tips of Memoir.
Okay, Welcome back to BickerBots Podcast. This is PJ. You watch your mouth. Joined by...
Why did you just hand it over to him?
This you're is supposed... No.
You're supposed to do the lead-in.
This is not a hostile takeover here. You watch your mouth, okay? Welcome back. We're good. We're back. We had our break. Now you say what you want to say, goddammit. You don't hostile take over this fucking show.
All right, now that he's done crying, welcome back to BickerBots Podcast. I'm joined today with Chris, Jason, actually Chris, Adam, and the... bad guy from Ice Pirates.
What in the fuck is Ice Pirates, dog?
How fucking dare you,
Ice communist pirates. Piece of shit. Ice Pirates?
Ice Pirates. You've never seen Ice
is
Pirates?
Is that a children's film? Ice Pirates? Is that like Frozen 3?
I don't know. He's choking over here, man.
Because he's seen Ice Pirates. What the fuck is with that accent? You're from Florida, not
my name's fun. Willie. I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Jason, yeah. Jason had to do something with the kids, so his neighbor stepped in.
Yeah, this is Willie. I'm just long for the ride, boys.
Where's Beatrice?
He likes
our. She's out of the house. She's probably drinking her natties.
There's only so much fuckery I can put up with. Bruce Vilenich. Huh? That's who the fuck he looks like. I'm gonna send you this picture.
Please
this
do.
This is hideous.
Please do, and send me the fucking IMDb for Ice Pirates, you weirdo.
Look, I told you before, it's not my fault you're a fucking communist, right?
Shit hasn't worked. Might be.
You know, you and Putin can be fucking hanging out. Did you see the video of Putin showing the kid at the judo match fucking tips?
No.
No.
That is not the match you want to lose. You're getting told by Putin how to do something. You better fucking do it. He's in there. He's like, get in there and grab his fucking arm and spit in his eye. And the kid's like, yes, master, please don't kill my family. You know?
That's what I said during the Olympics, man. When those little girls were figure skating and they were fucking up and they lost, I was like, ooh. That's genuine fear on her face right now.
From which country?
Russia.
Oh, no. I was more worried about the Chinese guys during the opening ceremonies. They were all in sync beating the drums and shit.
You were worried about them?
Oh, and I was worried for their families. Like, what if you sneezed or some shit right in the middle? You're fucked.
Right.
Right. Hey, check your messenger. I just sent you the picture of fuckhead back there. That's who he looks like.
Robert Urich?
Robert Urich? Are you talking about Spencer for Hire?
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the picture I sent him.
This looks like if the guy who made Fahrenheit 9/11 went homeless.
Fahrenheit 9/11.
Just show him the picture.
Michael Moore.
Oh damn, that is not who I would.
That's actually, what I see when I look at you.
That looks like George R.R. Martin.
Maybe if I had a white mullet.
Who is that?
I don't know if I can take this dude seriously. So let's just move on to some dumb shit.
All right, let's move on to some dumb shit. So for our audience, for our listeners, I want you to regale us with some of the classic stories that I've heard.
Oh, shit. Which one do you want?
Well, the best one that sticks out to me is Ryan Seacrest, man.
Of course. Everybody loves the fucking Seacrest story. I ended up drunk and alone, but everybody loves the fucking story.
I mean, that's how we all end up, man. You know, and it's got it all. It's got, I mean, it ends on a down note. It's like Empire Strikes Back, dude. It's the best one.
So, I go to high school with this guy. Everybody goes to college, this and the other. He's just betting on games. That's all he does for a living. He's the sports bets. And then all of a sudden he realizes, why the fuck am I doing it here when I can go to Vegas and be that much closer to the sports betting?
Sure.
I don't have to call it in. I don't have to pay anybody. So he moves to Vegas, becomes this huge high roller, invites us out for a weekend.
Okay.
Bro, we barely paid for shit. We didn't wait in lines. We go to this club and he's like, oh, I got his VIP. And I was like, oh, shit. So we're standing in this 3-hour line and we're talking to him back and forth on the phone. He's like, where are you guys at? I was like, we're in line. He's like, fuck are you doing in line? I was like, we're trying to get in. So he comes out and he's like, yo, Jimmy. These four idiots are with me. All right, man, whatever you need, whatever you want. Go right through the whole line. They pop the velvet rope, and we go into VIP. VIP is whatever, $500 for a bottle of Absolut.
Jesus Christ.
Right?
That's crazy.
Fuck, yeah, it's crazy. So we're in there, and as we're walking in, it's like nobody, I want to say Eddie Murphy, nobody.
Eddie Murphy was in there too?
Simon Cowell. Huh?
Eddie Murphy was in there too?
Oh, yeah. So then it's Simon Cowell and Ryan Seacrest. Nobody, us, behind us was nobody, Carrot Top, and then...
So it's still nobody.
Right.
Oh, come on.
So we're in there with all these random people and shit and all these celebrities. So we're just chilling. We're having a blast. We're like, holy fuck, this is cool. Shit, that's Seacrest. That's Eddie Murphy. What the fuck? Where are we doing? Because, like, who the fuck are we to be hanging out with these people, right? Hanging out's a very loose term. They had a table adjacent
you were in
to
the
ours.
Same. Yeah, you were in the yeah. same space as they were.
We were basically breathing the same air. Right. So as we're chilling, the DJ comes up and stops the music. And he's like, hey, y'all, put it together for America's Next Top Model. We got the whole cast in this motherfucker tonight. So as they start walking by, it's just hottie after hottie after hottie.
Better.
And I see this. Oh, so I see one and I'm like, oh shit, this one's mine. Like, she was the wounded gazelle. She was lagging behind and shit.
A little self-esteem problem, maybe.
Yeah, you know? I'm talking confidence. Heel, maybe some puke in the hair. So I reach up, and for whatever reason, I just, like, grabbed her by the elbow. And she looked at me like I was fucking crazy.
I would, too, like, grabbing that elbow meat.
Oh, fuck yeah. There was barely any meat.
Yeah, I was going to say. She's a model.
She's 115 pounds if she was lucky. I was like, come on, girl, hang out. She's like, all right. She comes over, and we just start bullshitting. We're about a half hour into this. We're drinking, having a great time. And come to find out, she lives 15 minutes down the road from me.
Oh, wow. I was like, it's like it was meant to be.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So that's where my mind's at because I'm halfway through a bottle of Absolute and she's hot as fuck.
Halfway through a bad romantic comedy plot.
So I'm like, I come all the way to Vegas to find a girl that lives down the street from me. This is fucking amazing. Another 20 minutes goes by. Fucking bouncer comes over. Excuse me, miss. Mr. Seacrest like to invite you over to his table. I'm like, don't even worry about it. She's not going nowhere. She's been with me all night. I look back and she's going, oh my God. Oh my God. Ryan Seacrest wants to talk to me. Ah. I was like, this bitch.
Did she not realize that he's gay?
Oh shit. She bounced hard, right? Bro.
Well, he's gay, right?
It's funny you say that because I recently saw the Robot Chicken episode where I think he was a voice in there. And he just kept, there were different skits that would pop up where he says Seacrest out and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them, he comes out wearing a dress and he's like, Seacrest out? Oh. He's out of the closet.
Nice. See, I thought he was just because, I mean, any guy who frosts his tips like that and has teeth like that and fake tans like that, I just assume, you know.
I don't think there's anything
wrong with that. But, I mean, like, if he's that well put together, fuck, man.
Slinging 2018, you're not supposed to be assuming.
Slinging that dick, right?
Yeah.
You're really not.
So tell me, wait, you set the stage a little better. Is this like in the height of American Idol? Is this like fucking, you know?
Yes.
Well, yeah. He said Simon Cowell was there too. So
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
They were at the same table?
Yeah.
So they were hanging out. Where was Randy Jackson?
No Randy Jackson.
Wow.
Simon's racist. I'm putting it out there.
Simon's this was racist. Like 2006 or some shit.
That's what I mean. Yeah, like it was like in the heyday, like the American Idol actually meant something.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, she went nuts because he was fucking there, right? So she's over at the table and she's waving back to me and shit. And I'm like, ah, fuck you. And I'm just doing shots. I went from buzzed to completely fucking hammered, right? And I remember like, God damn it, dude. It's such like an 80s movie move. I like walked over to the table to try to like snag her back, and I got fucking cockblocked by two goddamn linebackers. They're like, "Can we help you?" I was like, "Yeah, the girl." And they're like, "Yeah, she's with Mr. Seacrest now." I'm like, "Fuck."
I like how he's Mr. Seacrest, like he's got a position of authority or something, you know?
Walk back to the table, and then like whatever, 15, 20 minutes later, she comes back, and she's like, "Oh my God, Ryan was so cool." Blah blah blah. I was like, "What are you fucking doing back?" So why are you talking to me? And she's like, oh, well, Ryan's girlfriend thought that we were just too close to each other. And I think she was just jealous or some shit. She was like, so you live like right around the corner from me. I was like, you can go fuck yourself. And she's like, wait, what happened? I was like, what happened? What happened? You fucking smell like Seacrest. Get the fuck away from me.
Which damn. Could quite possibly be the best thing to say in that moment. Best. I mean, because on the one hand...
Well, the best, wait, Jerry, the best.
On the one hand, you... For your pride, you lost a model. Right. But on the other hand, you've got this great story now, and you make yourself look awesome in it. So, I mean, I guess you have the awesome story versus the awesome life?
If it only ended there...
He still would have had an awesome story.
If it only ended there.
So
I thought it did end there. Fuck, this is the director's cut. Hook it up, man. Let me pay attention.
So as I'm like arguing with her, two of my buddies come over and grab me, and they're like doing the whole thing, trying to put their hand over me in my mouth and shit and shut me the fuck up. And they're like, no, he's really a cool guy. He's hammered out of his mind. I'm fighting them off. Fuck you, whore. And then I fuck. I break loose from them and I go charging at Seacrest's table because in my drunken mind, the best thing I can do is beat the shit out of Seacrest now.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, right. Especially when he's got his entourage or whatever.
Right. Then two linebackers looked at me about 12 feet in the air.
Did like a Goldberg move.
Yeah, they were very nice to me. They said, "You done?" I said, "Yeah."
Yeah.
They put me down, let me go back to my table. I proceeded to drink more. And the entire night, I would just scream blue. I'd just be sitting there and just randomly go, blue.
Blue?
Blue. She was wearing a blue dress.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was you're my boy?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Dude, I was so hammered. I couldn't remember her name. I couldn't remember shit.
Man, I think the only person that got done dirtier than by Ryan Seacrest than you is Brian Dunkelman.
Who's that?
Exactly.
Oh, the guy that used to be the host of American Idol.
They did there it together.
There was a used to be a host?
Season one, it was Ryan Seacrest and Brian Dunkelman, and then never to be heard from again. Wow. Seacrest took the spotlight.
Yeah, that's fucking
That's
crazy.
Obscure as fuck, dude.
That's pretty messed up, though, that he's there with his girlfriend and he invites a model over to his table.
He's an ass clown.
What kind of balls?
If you've got fuck you money, dude, I mean, that opens a lot of different doors that you and I don't understand.
Yeah, but then when his girlfriend got jealous enough, he sent her away. So it's like, well
maybe she's down with threesomes. Who knows?
So the post-credit scene, so you got the credits rolling, and at the end is me going, I'm back home, I go to the mailbox, and I pull out a flyer for the brand new club downtown that just opened up.
Right.
Yeah. Guess who's modeling the fucking club?
Ryan Seacrest.
No, the girl, dude.
No. Jesus, man.
God damn, dude. It wasn't a gay bar.
Well, it was Ryan Seacrest. I mean, fuck.
Man, you're talking about post-credit scenes. It's like what is this, Marvel now? Is your life a Marvel movie?
Life is Marvel.
A Marvel tragedy. Jesus Christ.
You're a Marvel tragedy? Well, I mean, I guess technically since you almost made it into the Avengers.
Fuck you.
can we hear that one, man? Because I tell my friends that I know the guy that almost was in the Avengers.
So I'm a part of one of the largest grossing movies in movie history.
You almost
I hear
were
nothing
a part.
But jealousy and hate out of your fucking mouth.
You almost were a part.
Go fuck yourself.
Well, you know, he was closer to being a part than any of us were.
Did you make like the director's cut or like the special features or anything?
So what's funny is, so I was there for the Avengers, and the scene that I shot or I was a part of ended up in the cutscenes. It's in Civil War.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you remember Civil War, where they're all sitting around the table and he's like, look at the bullshit you guys did here, the bullshit you did here, and then New York.
Right.
That's my scene in the background. It got completely cut out of the Avengers, but they used it for Civil War.
Oh. Is that when they're talking to like holograms and shit? Like everybody from the government is holograms and they're like...
No. It's the one... So they play all those and then they play the scene where... Fuck, the Wakandans die, and Scarlet Witch is like starting to put her head down. And Captain America goes, "All right, enough, move on."
Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to go back and look at that now.
Yeah.
So, can you actually see yourself in the scene?
No, you can't see me at all.
Oh, okay.
That's why. So, God damn it! So, the whole fucking story here was I was working with this guy. We were in Jordan, and we were training Jordanian special forces for a mission, and I was talking to the guy, and I was like, so what do you do when you're not doing this? He's like, oh, I work for Michael Bay. I was like, yeah, you fucking work for Michael Bay. He's like, no, seriously, I did Iron Man, Transformers, all this other shit.
I was just saying, random as fuck.
Yeah, and I was like, well, look, dude, you're cool as fuck. I tell you what, man, here's my email, here's my number. If you ever get a spot, call me up. I'll fly across the country and be in a fucking movie. And then I didn't hear from him. 6 months later, he hits me up. Hey, bro, the Avengers need a tech advisor. You want to do it? I was like, are you fucking serious? He's like, well, yeah, you said you wanted to do it. So I fly cross country, go to fucking Cleveland, shoot the goddamn Avengers. And I show up and I'm like, yeah, I'm the tech advisor. And they're like, yeah, no, the guy we originally hired thought he'd be busy, so we hired you. But now he's not busy, so we don't need you.
Damn, that's cold-blooded, dude.
That is.
I was like, well, what the fuck, man?
Did they at least pay for your ticket?
No, this was all out of my pocket.
Oh, wow, that's really bad. Tell me, you know, because I'm half an idiot, and I think most of our audience maybe. What exactly is a tech advisor?
So I was going to be a military tech advisor, right?
So like, hey, your uniform's not straight.
Hold the gun like this.
Gotcha.
Hey, okay. This is how you would shoot. Yada yada. Bullshit like that.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So fly all the way out there. And I was like, they're like, well, I can't do it. I was like, what the fuck? And they're like, oh, I'll tell you what. Are you comfortable being a SWAT officer? I was like, yeah, I'd be a SWAT officer. And they give me the thing. It was this whole thing where the aliens break into a bank and we come in, we shoot up one of the aliens and shit. And I'm like, money. Yeah, I get to shoot an alien.
Yeah.
I get to be a SWAT guy. So go through the costume fittings, the whole nine, get all dressed up and shit. And that was supposed to be the end of the week. I was like, what do I do the rest of the week? And they're like, oh, just be an extra, run around in the background screaming your fucking head off. So Anyways.
So you're there when everybody else was too. You know, like you're there when Chris Evans and Downey and all them guys are running around on scene too.
So the only one I got close enough to was Chris Evans, right? And like I said earlier, man, I'm running about 200 pounds on a good day. Chris Evans stepped on that set, man. He was about 150 pounds.
How you're sizing up Captain America, dude.
Dude, he's freaking huge, though.
Chris Evans?
No, go back and watch the movies. Captain America, he's huge. Avengers, he's tiny. Civil War, he's huge again. Or Winter Soldier, he's huge again.
I was going to say, well, the most recent one I saw was... Civil War was the most recent, right?
Yeah, Winter Soldier right.
Yeah,
was before
dude,
Civil War.
He was freaking humongous.
Yeah, he's jacked in Winter Soldier and in Civil War. But Avengers, he didn't lift them at all.
Well, I thought it was all maybe like CGI, because if you look at like Scott Pilgrim versus the World, he was in that, and he just looks like a dude. He's got no muscles or anything.
I was 50 feet from that motherfucker. I turned to my buddy, and I was like, all right, man. I don't think we're going to get to shoot the SWAT scene.
Wait, are you sure you weren't just watching the CGI footage of before he took the serum? Because he was a scrawny little dude then.
Where's the dad button? Hit the dad button.
I gotta figure out what the dad button's going to say. Dad? I'll just do it manually.
Dad?
So I turned to my buddy and I'm like, bro, I'm going to go get that shield. He's like, what do you mean you're going to go get the shield? I was like, well, we'll knock Chris Evans down and get the shield.
I was just going to say the same thing. What do you mean you're going to go get it? And then what?
So that's what he said. He said, what are you going to do once you get it? I said, I'm going to run for about 50 feet and I'm going to throw that motherfucker as hard as I can. He's like, are you out of your fucking mind? Why are you going to throw the shield? I was like, it's Captain America's shield. Why the fuck wouldn't I throw it?
Because it doesn't come back, dude. It's real life.
Well, see, don't know that.
See, the better plan, the better plan would be to run up and grab the shield and then grab Thor's hammer and go flying off. Oh, but you couldn't pick it up. Because you're not worthy.
Damn. Actually, I'm probably one of the few people that is worthy. Just putting it out there. Biggerbotspodcast@gmail.com.
You do have a high opinion of yourself.
Whore. You whore.
How dare you? Yeah, that's my Avengers time. It was heartbreaking. Long fucking days. I got to wear... There was so many things that happened there. Like, I could talk about the costume fitting and the gay guys that kept feeling us up. And
trying to get
hashtag
those,
me too.
You wish.
Trying to get those inflatable muscles, right?
Yeah, that's inflatable.
Well, nobody listening can see that.
It's huge. It's huge.
It's huge.
You know, maybe Avengers Chris Evans.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I don't like him.
So, but that wasn't your only brush with Hollywood, though, right?
What are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of Oh Dark Thirty, right?
Oh, Zero Dark Thirty? Yeah. So there's a guy in Zero Dark Thirty that plays me.
Like, plays you.
Plays me. I sent you the video clip, fucker.
There's two things. One, you're going to have to do that again. And two...
And share it with me.
And share it with him. And two, explain how they would make a character in this movie based on you.
So what they did is they had a huge casting call, and they were looking for the most jacked, beautiful man they could find. And they failed because the guy didn't come close to looking like me, right?
I was going to say, like, this is a war movie depicting SEAL Team 6 and Osama bin Laden. And they're like, get us that guy who does the dick joke podcast, because because we need him in this movie. He's vital to the story.
Bigger Boss Podcast. It's a lot about dicks. No. So, yeah, I was pulling security in Afghanistan at the time, and I got into an argument with the chick, and she just wouldn't listen to me. What they were doing is they were trying to bring the Afghanis in without searching them.
Okay.
And I had a huge argument with her. And I was like, look, this is not how this works. I was like, you guys pay me to run security. Let me search, dude. Let him come in. And she was like, no, you can't search him. He doesn't want to be touched. I was like, right. He doesn't want to be touched because he's going to wear a bomb. He's going to bring in a gun. He's going to do this. He's going to do this. He's going to do this. And guess who's going to end up dead? You. Right? Maybe me. I don't really want to take these chances. We need to search him. And she's like, I said he's not to be searched. And I was like, great. So I'm just telling you, my entire fucking job here is to run security. And you're not going to let me run security. She goes, no. So we had that argument. And like one of the times he came through, because he was – what they do is they just test a pattern, right? He wasn't searched so many times. He was like, shit, I ain't been searched 7 times. I can get away with it now. So on the 8th time, he came in and he blew up the whole fucking cafeteria.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. Wow. So if you go back and watch the movie, you can see me arguing with the chick.
And this is obviously, you know, based on when you were active duty military.
I was a private military contractor at the time.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, like, you were active duty at one point, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, so. With that tank top you're wearing.
I am a real American.
Oh, you're Hulk Hogan now.
Look at him, dude. I'm going to have to get Joe B to school me on YouTube because that no one's going to ever see that.
That's true.
We got to get this online, dude. No one's.
You're not recording it, are you?
I'm not. I can't. I don't know anything about that. I got the webcam 2 hours ago, guy. I don't know anything about that.
Let's try this. So if you guys are just tuning in, this is another episode of BickerBots. And here on BickerBots,
your mouth.
He's just going to cut that out.
We draw random topics out of a bag and we talk about them.
They have stickers. We do too.
Hell yeah, we got stickers.
We don't have bags. So
just under our eyes.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. You stole my joke. Dad joke.
Hit the button.
What's the most embarrassing story from your childhood?
From my childhood?
No, somebody else's childhood.
Why don't you guys start and I'll think of a good one.
Just tell everybody about that time you got caught banging your cousin.
Don't put it on me first. I got to think of one real quick.
This is first.
I don't have any embarrassing stories from my childhood.
Childhood wasn't embarrassing, but I mean, I've outed myself in plenty of embarrassing stories from adulthood so far. I mean, this is episode 43. I've told a lot. I mean.
The Duchess too.
Hell yeah, dude.
Bro, you guys get raw.
We do.
You guys make me fucking blush. I'm not going to lie.
You know what? And that's why ultimately her and I will do a show together because we riff like that and we're fucking raw and we're not going to not share anything. Oh, uncensored. God. I got to figure out what to call.
Most embarrassing story from my childhood. I got a summer job playing fucking Robin from Batman and Robin.
For who? That sounds like a pedophile scenario.
Hey, he was a nice guy. He paid me well.
Hold on, wait, is this the bum? Yeah. I was just going to say,
the Boone's Farm?
Is this the bum wine guy?
You were his.
He's into cosplay too.
Boy Wonder.
Yeah. At least he didn't make me dress up as a furry. So
that you want to tell?
Who dressed up as a furry?
He did. He's just not going to talk about that today.
Oh.
Got to leave him wanting more, man.
Yeah, the unicorn Canada bar story. Anyways,
Oh yeah, that's one I want out of you. I want that one out of you.
Never
Canadian strip club. Yes, I want. Eventually, dude. Yeah, I'm gonna get you sauced up, and I'm gonna get your inhibitions down, and you're gonna talk about the Canadian strip club because somebody you killed a stripper, or somebody got fucked, or something. it's coming out. I'm gonna get it out of you.
I still cry myself to sleep some nights thinking about that shit.
It's like Hot Tub Time Machine when he's like, never open the box, Mark Cleveland.
Oh, I thought it was Buffalo.
No, that's Great White Buffalo.
Great White Buffalo. Yeah, so I was working as a Robin, walking around, shaking hands, waving at people and shit.
Working as a Robin.
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And why were you doing this?
It was called money.
Where was it for, though?
Yeah, why did they want a Robin?
It was a fucking video store.
And they wanted, like, the worst character ever?
Oh, whoa. Watch your tone.
As he's sitting behind, there's Batman.
Exactly.
I was going to say, is there a Batman
Where's
there?
Where's Robin? Oh, there's Robin.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
There he is.
Fuck, it was like the summer before high school started. Go to high school, and next thing you know, everyone's like, hey, are you the guy that stands out there in front of the video store in the Robin outfit? I was like, no. And they're like, really? Because you got a fucking tan line of a mask.
Jesus.
Like, if I can find my high school yearbook photo, I got the fucking tan line. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
So this is like 93, awesome. 94, right?
Yep.
So this is right around when Batman and Robin came out?
No, that's 97.
Really?
Chris O'Donnell?
Yep. It was that late? With Mr. Freeze and shit?
Yep.
Oh, I was going to say, did you have the nipple armor?
Nipples. So,
well,
no embarrassing child stories?
What's that?
You guys don't have anything? You never shit yourself somewhere?
That was adulthood.
I shit myself about 3 months ago, but what is that?
whoa, 3 months
wait,
ago?
Wait, what?
How did that not come up, dude?
No, this is just one time when I was sick and just shit myself when I was in bed. What?
Well, you shit the bed?
Well, I shit my pants and then got up and cleaned up. I mean...
For real?
Yeah.
Well, there is a story from my child. I think I told it on the show.
Yeah, you've told yours.
Where I was sick and I sneezed and shit myself.
Wait, what do you guys say? Paperclip? Let's paperclip that for a second here. He's a full adult male and he shit himself in the bed and you guys are just letting it go.
I'm not letting it go. I'm trying to probe it, man.
Well, don't probe it. He might shit on it.
No, I'm saying we beg him week in and week out. We beg him to speak.
I thought you were going to say we beg him to shit himself. That's just fucked up.
This motherfucker literally shits the bed and it just doesn't come up.
So what happened exactly? I mean, were you like, no, were there no signs that you needed to poop?
Well, no, I was.
Wow.
It was like feverish and things like that. And I was just in a lot of pain. And then, I don't know, I went to fart. And instead of farting,
sharted.
I went to fart.
So I got out of bed and, you know, cleaned up and put on some new basketball shorts. Wait,
did you save them or did you toss them?
I cleaned them.
You saved them, you dirty fuck.
Wow.
I did the whole trash. I did it just like my mama did back in the day. You just take it to the sink and
see. Hey, I want you to look at him. I want you to look at him. This is Florida born and bred. See, I came here and see. You see what he said? I did it just like my mama did back in the day.
All right, wait. The same sink you brush your teeth in?
Well, I disinfected the sink when I was done.
You lying motherfucker! Right.
I did the next day.
Wow.
That's, if I would have dropped sick. The toothbrush, that would have went in the trash.
Oh, that goes in the trash, but not your shitty drawers.
No, if I wouldn't have disinfected it at first.
You're a dirty, dirty moo cow.
Dirty moo cow.
That's a callback to his little beer koozie. Beer cowsy, I guess.
That's all right. I'm drinking the second PBR. Thank you very much.
Yes. Oh, here we go. This is more Adam-centric because he's kind of limp-wristed. What do you think of men who let women drive?
That actually would go to Chris because that's what his wife does. Drives him around everywhere. Hey.
Exactly. I got it like that.
Really?
That's not having it like that.
No, it is, because I drive Monday through Friday all day. So when it comes to the weekend, fuck you. I'm off the clock. I don't drive right now. You're driving.
I mean, I guess I could see that considering your job, because like I always drive.
I don't drive anywhere.
So have you always been a woman, or is this a new thing?
No, at least the last decade or so. But I'm comfortable, dude, because you know what? I'm on the side. I'm in the passenger side dicking around on my phone, man. I've got no responsibilities. I get drunk at the beach. I sleep on the way home. I just wake up and I'm there. I'm like one of the fucking kids, dude. Don't be jealous.
That's not jealousy. You're a cuckold. That's what you are.
If you were real dad, you would have drove home drunk.
Except for the time that your wife got drunk at the beach.
That's one of the more mad times I've ever been in her.
Yeah, you were pissed.
No, we were at the beach down the street from our house, but she tried to leave and left her shoes in the sand and left her wallet in the sand. I was so pissed at her, dude.
Fortunately, I saw her wallet.
Fortunately, Adam's on patrol and in track of my wife.
All right. Let's see here. Let's go back to the BickerBots bag and see what else we have here.
You going through the wolf ticket?
I am.
I'm surprised.
What is something someone has borrowed but never given back? My Arnold Schwarzenegger bodybuilding book. Fucking asshole.
Who took that?
One of my neighbors. And he was like, oh, I'm moving. He literally moved like three houses over. I say, hey, bro, while you're moving, if you find my book, can you get it for me? He's like, yeah, I won't find it. I say, piece of shit.
Wow. That's pretty much saying, hey, that's mine now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
How long
stuff.
Did he have it before he tried to ask for it back?
Oh, fuck, a year or two.
Well, see, that you fucked up, because there's a such thing as the six-month rule. And if you borrow something to somebody and it goes past 6 months, it belongs to them now.
Well, that must be a fucked up Florida rule.
No. I'm bringing that from the Midwest, homeboy. That was in Chicago. I learned that one.
Let's see here. Chicago. Okay.
You know, pretty close to where you grew up.
No. So what I don't like is so I'm from Cleveland originally, right? And people call Cleveland the Midwest. I'm like, how the fuck is it the Midwest? One, it's not near the middle. Two, it's fucking not near the West Coast.
Yeah, and that always bothered me, and it sounds stupid. Well, that always bothered me.
It's west of Florida.
The Blackhawks were always in the Western Conference, and I hated that because they always played at fucking 10 o'clock at night. And I said, we're not West. Why are we West?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like the fucking Spurs. So I had Spurs season tickets, and I ended up selling and giving them away and burning the motherfuckers. Because they would play games at like 9 o'clock on a Tuesday. What the fuck?
Yeah. Right. Well, now Kawhi's gone anyway, so might as well get rid of him.
Not yet, but he's going.
Is that because of the volcanoes?
What?
That's the dad button.
There you go.
No, he's going to meet in L.A. with LeBron and George, and they're going to form the next super team, right?
What's going to happen?
Hold on. Your Messiah is leaving town. What are you going to do about that?
He ain't going nowhere.
He did.
He already opted out.
He opted out for more money. That's not a fucking... Doesn't mean he can't stay in Cleveland.
How's he going to get more money?
Side bet. He's not going to stay in Cleveland.
He was going to get like $40 million.
Hashtag no offense.
It's worth our podcast. I don't know if I could bet you the whole show.
No. So the thing is, so he can opt out of the contract, and then because they raise the maximum the contracts can be every
max
year.
Max contract. Yeah.
Yeah. So it only makes sense for him to do a year-to-year contract and just raise it every fucking year.
Given his track record, dude, he's going where the other guys go. They're making phone calls. They're going to meet in L.A.
If he leaves Cleveland again, like, he needs to retire in Cleveland. If he doesn't retire in Cleveland, his fucking legacy is shit.
Yeah, but if he leaves again, would Cleveland want him to retire in Cleveland then? It's like, no, you're not coming back again.
Oh, you've never been there. It's a shithole full of morons. They'll welcome him back with open arms.
Yeah, I've been there once. It's kind of,
How about them Browns?
Do you remember Bernie Kosar?
How about them Browns?
Bernie Kosar was a mediocre to decent quarterback for the Browns.
Best quarterback they ever had, though.
Beating his wife, and his daughter got caught as a porn star. If he ran for mayor of Cleveland tomorrow, he'd win in a landslide.
Oh, yeah, they love him there.
Peyton Hillis, remember him?
Oh, yeah, that one good year. Had one good year.
Yeah. Ended up on Madden.
Ended up on Madden. Story of so many broken dreams.
All right, what's the worst job you ever had?
Can I say the one I work at?
Oh, your boss listens.
He does, and I'm kidding. Fuck, Jesus Christ. I've had probably 30 jobs in my life, all equally different. I mean, and most of them suck. I mean, I'm just being honest.
Mm-hmm.
I like working in beer, though. That's why I've done it the longest. Probably pizza delivery. Pizza Hut probably would have been the worst.
You motherfucker.
What?
That's my worst job ever. Race of liver for Papa John's. I hated that motherfucking job.
Yeah, I worked for Papa John's.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
God, what I don't know about you. You worked two jobs into the fucking once. Grand Canyon. Jesus
I worked two
Christ,
jobs
man.
And second job.
We've
at
been
night
friends
with
for a
Papa
decade,
John's.
And I know nothing about you. Do you know that?
It's because he doesn't talk.
Do you know that?
Well, I mean, I'm telling you now.
God,
what does it matter?
I guess, what does it matter? Fuck it.
I keep it for the show. That's what I do.
Jason, why don't you tell everybody why you're not allowed within 500 feet of a school?
Well, see, there was this. No.
When I was delivering for Papa John's.
Well, speaking of schools.
I didn't ever deliver for Papa John's. What?
Speaking of schools, the worst job I ever had was probably high school teacher.
Yeah, well, that's probably because of the students.
Well, yeah, because high school kids were trying to fight Adam like it was Dangerous Minds and
not
shit.
Not kids, just one.
Oh, nice.
Just one.
All stepping up
to
step
outside.
I used to teach college. Oh, my God.
How did you teach college when you didn't go to college?
Right.
So you have a master's degree?
He said, right.
Yeah, I have a master's.
In
I have a year of law school.
Yeah, that year of law school, that comes up like a lot. Right. He wears that year like a badge of honor, man. Like,
yeah, goddamn right I do, because it was fucking shitty.
You got the college sticker across the back of your car window?
Mm-hmm. I still have it on there. I used to carry around my law school ID.
Just to prove in case somebody actually asked?
Yeah, it's like my Avengers paychecks. They're in my book bag, wherever the fuck that's at nowadays.
What are those for? How much money are those for?
Oh, my Christ. $14.52.
Well, you're not a member of SAG, dude. You're not going to get the good extra money, right?
So what's funny is they would cut those checks to you as you were leaving. They're like, turn in your costume or turn in your wardrobe and go get your check. And you'd walk over, they'd find your name, multiply it by minimum wage times what time you signed in. And
oh, God.
Wow.
Well, that's something you do for the story. I mean, like, you're
Yeah,
you're going to be an extra for the story.
No, I did it to be famous. I thought I was going to be gone.
Well, you've got delusions of grandeur, you narcissistic fuck.
That's the thing, though. You see Hollywood, you think it's a movie, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get paid. You know, it's a movie. There's all this money.
This is how it's going to happen. I've got five lines. I'm gonna make an impact.
Hey, man.
So delivering pizzas, by far the worst job I ever fucking had. I delivered pizzas to a college party one time, and they paid me in fucking $15 in nickels.
I wouldn't have taken it. Fuck
what the
that.
Fuck was I supposed to do? Hey,
take
fuck
that
you.
Shit back
I don't
and walk
accept
away.
Your currency.
Hell yeah, I don't accept that currency, bitch. We're adults. You use paper money, motherfucker.
Oh my God, I was so fucking annoyed.
They did that on purpose, dude. You should recognize that. If you're the guy who wants to throw hands at the drop of the hat, you weren't going to fight over fucking nickels, dude?
That was before all that built up.
No, it wasn't. It's just I didn't take that one as a slight.
Oh, dude, that was a total slight.
Mm-mm. No, like, did you hear the one where I went to fight the guy at Chick-fil-A because his kid wouldn't take off their fucking shoes?
I do remember that.
So that I take as a slight, right? Especially when I'm like, hey, man, your kids are supposed to be wearing shoes in here. Don't worry about it. Well, I am worried about it because my kids are in here and your kids are making everything dirty. I already told you once not to worry about it. Now we're going to fight.
Yeah, because he was being lippy. I already told you once. Who are you talking to?
I'm not your kid.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I hate people.
Yeah, I do too. I really do.
Y'all are soulmates.
So I didn't mind teaching. I really enjoyed it. But you I got hauled on the carpet one too many fucking times.
What's that?
I got hauled on the carpet one too many times. I had to explain myself.
Well, you had to explain yourself because you weren't qualified to teach and you were doing it.
Well, no, because he was teaching at a college and he wasn't liberal.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
I'm telling you, you guys are soulmates, man.
Dude, it was the dumbest shit in the world. I got into an argument with a student about Obama.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Abort, abort.
We were going back and forth about this, that, and the other. And I was like, all right. So the whole lesson plan was just being wary of charismatic speakers, right?
Okay.
If someone speaks so well that they'll be able to get you to change your point of view and follow them blindly. And I was like, Hitler was considered a charismatic speaker. Other guys are considered this. And the guy's like, yeah, I don't give a shit how good you talk. I'm not going to follow you just because. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, let's try this. You have two guys running for elected office. One of them's a military hero, well decorated, has over 30 years in politics. Mm-hmm. And you have another guy who's a fresh face, been around for about 5 or less years, really new to the game, but speaks very well and is very well likable. Who are you going to take? Who are you going to vote for? And he goes like, well, the other guy's got military service. He's been in politics for 30 years. I'm going to vote for him over versus the new guy just because he speaks well. And I was like, great. John McCain, Barack Obama. And he's like, you're a fucking racist. I was like,
isn't that how it always comes up, right?
Yeah. Always. So the conversation kept going. I was like, okay, whoa. Why am I racist? And he was like, Obama had more than 5 years in politics. I was like, he really didn't. And he was like, he was mayor of Chicago. He was this. He was like, oh, whoa.
He wasn't mayor of Chicago.
Exactly. I was like, he was never mayor of Chicago. He's like, don't you fucking say that, blah, blah. I was like, oh, here we go.
Don't you say the truth.
I was like, man, I said, let's just move on. We'll cover something else this week. We'll just move off this topic. He's like, no. And he wanted to fight it. I was like, Jimmy, I'm done talking about it. It's over. Class is moving on. He got up, walked out. 10 minutes later, I got the fucking dean of the school dragging me out of my room.
Jeez. That's ridiculous.
So I get dragged down to the office. He's already sitting there. And you're like, do you know why you're here? I was like, I'm not going to say anything. Just go ahead and let him talk. And this guy goes on a rant about how all the senators banded together and elected Obama to be president. And I was like, you realize that's not how the election works, right? Senators don't vote for who's president. he was like, You see this? He's trying to downplay Obama again. And then the dean's like, you realize that's not how it works, right? The people vote, not the senators. And he was like, oh, you too? And then
you too.
Man, so he's something been else fully got said, indoctrinated. Something else got said.
He goes, and this man here is going to try to tell me Obama wasn't mayor of Chicago. And the dean goes, he wasn't mayor of Chicago. I said, hey, can I go back to my classroom now? Can I leave? Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah. So, wow. That's crazy.
You guys got any more topics there, or was this up to me here?
No, we're leaning on you, buddy. You're the star.
I gotta take a leak.
Okay.
Well, I figure that'd be a place to stop if you want.
Yeah, because we're not talking to the ice pirate or nothing. Fuck it.
He's fine.
All right.
Not like he's talking anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could go get a beer while he's getting rid of one.
You can just have him get a beer while he's up taking a leak looking for his Santa Claus outfit.
You know what? That's a good point.
Yeah, just flag him down when he comes out.
I'll do that.
All right, so the 10 items are less lame. Do you ever feel guilty about having 12 items?
Oh, totally.
What about,
never.
Oh, yeah. What about 20?
Oh, I wouldn't do 20.
I wouldn't do 20.
I've walked up there, and I'm, like, counting everything, and if I'm, like, one or two over and it's not busy, I'll go ahead and do it, but I feel
you
bad about it.
You literally count? You literally count?
Yes, I count.
I eyeball it. If it looks close, fuck it.
You know why I count?
Why?
Because when I get into that lane and somebody in front of me's got a cart full of shit,
this is what I'm
talking
about.
Me
this
off.
Is what I'm talking about, dude.
It
falling
pisses
down.
Me off.
Falling down. Hashtag. This is
like,
what I'm talking
you're
about.
You're an asshole.
See? You see?
Go to the lane that you're supposed to be in.
He's dangerous.
And you know what? The bitch is writing a check.
Look at, dude.
Makes it even worse.
Fucking soulmates, dude. You see? He's connecting with you right now.
You feel
now.
The same way, don't you?
Yeah, I completely agree with everything you said except for the gag jokes. But
the what?
I cannot condone.
All right. So nobody had an embarrassing story from their childhood except for Jason, who's been shitting himself since he was an adult and finds it normal.
Yeah, I shit myself as an adult too. I don't know.
And
we
you know,
covered
you,
that.
Judging
No, from, I didn't shit myself. I shit on the Coke truck.
You shit in
the Coke truck.
Yeah, you shit on the job.
And there's no excuse for that. You shit yourself, you throw those clothes away. Those clothes got to go. The draws got to go. Well, if it leaks out of the draws into the pants, they got to go.
I agree.
Well, I did it like my mama told me. My mama said put it in the sink and you hose it down. That's what he said. That's the justification. I did it like my mama told me. I did it like my mama told me. That's because, see, I'm a transplant. I came here in 2004, dude. I didn't grow up here. I mean, this is my home now and I love it. I'm not talking shit. But it's the people that have lived this, that are bred in this. I mean, he's in the bathroom right now blowing his nose like a fucking howitzer, dude. Like,
is that what that bazooka was?
Yes. Yes. He doesn't realize that we're doing a radio show on the internet right now. He comes up, I can fucking hear you. Well, while you can hear, grab a beer, the guy.
Sierra Nevada, please.
Surprise, Nevada. Surprise me.
Yeah, see, and then you say all that very relatable shit, and then you order a fucking hipster beer like that.
You know what? I'm going to give him some credit because he asked me today while I was at work, should we pick up some Shiner and drink it with PJ tonight?
I did.
What the fuck, yo?
And I said, hell no.
But I had this tropical torpedo that I grabbed on clearance.
That I grabbed on clearance.
That is the lamest looking shit I've ever seen.
It's fine. It was fine. Whatever.
So I think we were stationed in Korea at the time. And at the checkout at the store of the Class 6 where you get all your alcohol on base.
I love that place.
They had Captain Morgan's spiked iced tea. A six pack for $1.99.
Wow.
And we're like, fuck it. We're drinking it anyways. It was the most horrendous shit you can imagine.
Was it short coated? Is that why it was so cheap? Meaning it was about to expire?
Oh, that's an industry term with you fuckers. I don't.
I was good. And I'm connecting with him because I'm like, yeah, when everything's about to go out of date, we send it to the Air Force Base.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Hey, dude, listen. Oh. Vets buy all our beer, and they buy it quick, and they buy it a lot. So we fucking blow it out through the Air Force Base, man.
Have you ever seen military special vodka?
No.
Is that like,
my God,
is that like white label black letters?
Should have melted goddamn paint off your car.
It just says vodka, no brand.
Oh, it says military special vodka.
Nice.
It's fucking horrendous. All right, here we go. What is the most ridiculous thing someone has tricked you into doing or believing?
Starting a podcast.
Oh. Wow.
Let's be honest. How many weeks did y'all have to talk me into doing this? At least two.
Oh, it was longer than that. You know, I think.
Y'all badgered the fuck out of me until I finally said yes.
I don't think we badgered.
You did. So.
I don't remember it vividly. Vividly. Messages over Messenger.
Well, because I was like, you know, Adam did a podcast before. I was like, we can all do one.
Yeah. I thought I'm walking into this project that's spearheaded by fucking experienced vets and shit. Little did I know, y'all are looking at me. Hey, guy, do this.
No, that's not how it happened. Oh, okay. You wanted the control.
You sound like a rapist.
Who does? Wanted it. Who does?
Adam.
He is a rapist. Know. He is a rapist, but only on dates. Not. Only on dates and no. only with narcotics.
No.
He's not None aggressive. Of this is true. He's not aggressive. He needs the help of substance.
Did he slip something in my drink while I was gone?
Possibly.
Definitely not.
Possibly.
Oh, no.
So, I got one here for Harvey Weinstein sitting there.
That could be either of them.
This is just weird sodas. All right, so we have salty watermelon soda, bitter soda, curry soda, cucumber soda, black garlic soda, onion soft drink,
what?
Tree bark soda, black currant soda, strawberry milk soda, grass soft drink, and white fungus bird nest soft drink.
What the fuck are you babbling about, dude?
This is Coca-Cola across the world, I guess. So which one of here sounds the best?
I don't know. Grass?
What was black currant or black? What was
it? It was black garlic.
Garlic?
No, there's black currant here.
Currant?
Oh, there's black currant?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then it'd be that one.
Why do you? Dude, that piqued interest. Oh.
Currants are good.
Oh.
You never had currants? In a scone?
I don't even know what the fuck one is.
they're like a miniature raisin.
No. Currants are in the water, bitch. You gotta watch yourself when you're at the beach. You're gonna get swept out.
So what? Is this like the black tide instead of the red tide?
No. Not currents with an E. Currents with an A.
Okay.
Well, I am throwing that the fuck away. That's a horrible topic. Let's get rid of that shit. Like,
yeah, who put
it's
that
like
in a bag?
Small raisin.
That's a Ray Ray topic.
So the most ridiculous thing I've tricked someone into believing. Wife and I were stationed in Georgia for a while there, and goddamn this broad. So we get down to Georgia, and she's like, I don't know what's going on here, but like we've been here like 3 months and I have yet to see the moon. What the fuck is going on? And I was like, Jesus Christ, you never pay attention in school, do you? She's like, what do you mean? I was like, everybody learns this in fucking science class. Just pay attention. If you go below the Mason-Dixon line, you can't see the fucking moon.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ, are you serious?
And she's like,
your poor wife.
Are you serious? I was like, yes. I find it very ridiculous. This is shit people learn in sixth grade, and you didn't fucking know this. And she was, wow. Well, I didn't like science class a lot. No. Bro, it was like another 3 weeks before there was a full moon. She didn't even say anything. She just started punching the shit out of me.
So,
I hate you. You're such a dick.
How did she not see the moon for that long, though?
Oh, fuck am I. No, I kept her in a cage. Let's see what else
I thought
here.
This was going to be
with
like.
What is it with you keeping people in cages?
That's what he thinks,
I like
dude.
It. It's
hashtag
confining.
Trump.
You know where to find them.
Wait, no. What? Oh.
Well, because they're always in the same place. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say this was like the first conversation where she told you she was a flat earther. And then I was going to have issue with you.
Oh, there's no issue there. The earth is flat.
You do not believe that.
I saw your sketchy eyes, dude.
You do not believe that.
Bro, have you seen the one where the kid takes the plate?
Yes. Yeah.
And he pours the water on it and the water runs off?
Exactly, yeah.
He's like...
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, no. You didn't see that? I fucked that up. He takes a ball.
A tennis ball, yeah.
And he pours the water over the ball and the water runs off. And then he takes a flat plate and pours the water on it and the water doesn't go anywhere. He's like, if the earth is round... Why the fuck hasn't the water run off yet?
Yeah, that's the logic. Well, Jeff Bezos is going to start sending people into space, you know, and then that's the first people that should be on that rocket are the motherfuckers that are flat earthers.
Wait. He's getting into the space business too?
That's what I heard.
The Tesla guy?
That's mm-hmm. what I heard, dude.
They're going to drop your Amazon Prime from orbit.
Well, they are. Oh, no, they're not.
If it could be here the same day, because I live down the street from the warehouse, and I still can't get it the same day. I got to order it to Jason's house.
Yeah, you had to order it through me.
That's just because you want that prime free shipping.
It was.
Have you ever seen the one with the flat earthers with the pilots?
With the pilots? What do you mean?
So they'll ask the pilots, like, and this one got me pretty good, too. They're like, hey, so whenever I see you guys flying the plane, you hold it real steady, right? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, well, if the earth is round, why don't you have to... inch it down every once in a while.
Oh my Jesus.
People are stupid, man.
I was fucking dying. I was like, that's a good question.
The one that I love is
it's called gravity.
The scene from the Death Star on Star Wars where he's flying through the trenches and it says show me the curvature because it's just flat.
Oh mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just the little, you know, cutout or whatever where Luke's flying a plane.
I saw one the other day. They were like, the guy took a picture of a lake and it was completely flat across the lake. He's like, I don't see any fucking curvature here. Shouldn't the water be bowing? And somebody was like, water levels itself, asshole. This is good shit. Would you rather live a comfortable and peaceful life in the woods in a small cabin or a life full of conflict in a mansion in a city?
Ooh. Cabin.
Yeah, I know your answer.
Cabin, not even... Don't even give me 2 seconds to think about it, Kevin.
Yeah, well, I knew that from the flannel. So, anybody else?
I don't know. I think I'd pick cabin as well.
Yeah, I don't like cities.
I've got my island compound all picked out for when I win the Powerball, dude.
Oh, nice.
There's an old military base off the coast of the UK that's for sale right now for $500,000. Yeah. Whole island and the military structure needs a fuckload of renovations. But dude, if I'm winning billions in the Powerball, who gives a fuck, dude? I'll renovate the shit out of it.
Okay, so by renovations, what he means is
such a naysayer. I don't even want to hear what you're gonna. It's such a naysayer.
It's all been eroded and parts of this base are starting to fall into the ocean. It's a money pit.
Listen, one. Piece of history. Two, private island I will own. Three, podcast compound. Four, I've got billions. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, like
who gives
five? The island is eventually going to erode away.
I'll buy more island.
He'll probably buy more island. He'll probably be dead by that time that comes.
The way he's living life. Yeah,
the way I'm living life. What do I fucking do?
I'm a goddamn daredevil all of a sudden next week.
Doing key bumps while I'm fucking riding a motorcycle through a flaming hoop. Jesus Christ, the way I live life.
What is with you guys and key bumps all of a sudden? Who's been sprinkling coke on you fuckers?
I don't even know, man.
I don't know what y'all guys are talking about.
Jason's got a problem.
Damn, what's the saying?
What?
I don't like coke. I don't do coke. I just like the way it smells.
That's what he says.
Oh, man.
That's what he says.
Who?
It sounds like an addict to me, but, I mean, I'm not judging.
don't know. No.
Will you stop sniffing?
Tell me about this BMK that you're bringing.
Oh, it's very centric to you fuckers.
That's my favorite part of your show.
I got a bad feeling.
We got
about
a BMK
this.
Coming.
I was hoping so. And it's like Christmas in July, but it's only June.
It's almost July though.
I know. Close enough. Fuck it.
You guys need to stop talking. anybody eat Pop-Tarts still?
Every day.
My daughter, occasionally.
He was eating one the other night when I was trying to play video games. I'm like, what are you eating? He's like, Pop-Tart.
Really? Yeah, don't fucking look at me like that. I like Pop-Tarts. Fuck it. Brown sugar cinnamon. Fuck you, dude.
I'm not judging. I was just surprised.
I'm a Wildberry man myself.
Wildberry princess?
Of all the things that you would be eating while you're playing video games, that's not what I would expect.
Hey, he's usually ran
the gamut eating while playing
video
games.
That is true, but usually he's crunching on something.
Have you ever done a diet Pop-Tart?
Ooh, why?
That's a thing?
I didn't even
know
those
existed.
Yeah, what
you do is you break off all that unfrosted parts.
That's the opposite of what I do. Yes. You know what I do? You know what I do? I spoon ice cream into the middle and I make a sandwich out of it and I just fucking eat that bitch.
You're not being serious, are you?
Wait. I've done that, yes.
Was I with you?
I think his wife made us some of those once.
She fucking did. Yes, she did. In the beginning of the podcast, she made those. She made them for
with
all of
Pop-Tarts?
Us. Fuck yeah, she did.
I remember her making homemade cookies and homemade ice cream.
She's done that,
to
too.
Make ice
She's
cream
a
sandwiches.
Fucking peach, man. Hashtag Duchess.
Was I with you when the place had the fried Pop-Tarts? Was that with you?
That was not with me.
Are you sure?
No.
Let's just pump the brakes here.
They weren't very good.
Hold on. Our guest wants to speak. What do you got?
Here on the BickerBots podcast, we like to just go ahead.
I'm going to punch you. I swear to God, dude. Listen, you're coming to my town, okay? And I'm going to punch you. I don't give a fuck what your arm looks like, all right? I'll wear my tank top too, bitch.
He says he wants to punch me all the time, so I guess.
And I do it.
So I just want to get this clear. You eat Pop-Tart sandwiches with an ice cream center.
Yeah, don't be jealous.
I don't remember
sandwich,
this,
man.
I don't remember this.
Listeners, if you're out there, please deliver all the PBR you can to these people because that's the most white trash thing I've ever heard.
Listen, if you've got PAPS you want to donate, fuck it. Send it my way, dude. I like it. I'm not going to discriminate. I don't care what Schmooly fucking says in Vermont, dude. It's good shit,
Vermont.
Man.
Who needs a Patreon?
Oh, they're
just send
fucking
the PBR.
Beer snobs.
They are snobs. And listen, I like good shit too, but I'm not going to ignore the fact that me and this guy over here used to sit on his couch and drink a fucking 12-pack of High Life watching football Sundays, dude.
We did.
It happened.
We did.
I'm not, dude, it's fine. It's hot here. Listen, I'll go to the beach and I'll drink a fucking refreshing Pabst Blue Ribbon before I'll drink goddamn 10% fucking Motor Oil beer. I will. I adapt to my surroundings. I'm fucking nimble like that. And I'm not going to not drink a fucking Pabst Blue Ribbon. I will not. Fuck you, Joe. Shots fired.
Wow.
You're nimble because you'll drink a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I drink what's available. If it's cold and it's beer, it's for me.
I got you.
Right, Jason?
Sure.
Co-sign my shit, motherfucker.
Yes.
PBR for life.
Wow.
This show is unofficially sponsored by Pabst Blue Ribbon Brewing Company.
I'm just going to say Miller High Life is shit. When's the last time you tried to drink
it? It's the champagne of beers.
It's the champagne of piss. That shit is horrible.
Oh, my God. What the fuck, man?
So, like, I'm going through the topics here, and a lot of them are just about, like, old bar fights that I've been in, which doesn't help the argument. Billy says I'm fucking very violent, and I'm...
You are. Like, you've got... You've got tendencies. You got tendencies.
I don't know if you can see that there.
Old man fight...
Anyone?
Airport.
I see what it said.
Old man fight airport? Doghouse bar fight.
We got a place that we eat called the Doghouse.
We do. Goodwill hunting...
Moment?
These are all fights that I've been in. I'm starting to rethink my life here.
So did you say to somebody, do you like apples? How do you like them apples?
I envision it going a different way. Do you like dicks? How about this dick? And then he just rubs his fucking crotch on somebody's face in a bar. Is that how it happened? I think that's what Camacho told me. Were you ever in California?
So I have... I'm not talking. Let's just move on. All right. Would you rather be Star-Lord or Han Solo?
Star-Lord every day.
Oh, man.
Star-Lord every day. I don't give a fuck if he fucked up Infinity War. I don't care. I still like him.
Who's Han Solo?
That movie's been out for goddamn 3 months, dude.
Man.
That's tough, man. Han Solo was a fucking pimp back in the day.
He was, but Star-Lord's pretty cool.
He's been tainted. See, he's been tainted by that new goddamn movie that I haven't even seen.
You haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen
it. Stop.
But he's been tainted by that character.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Listen, if we're talking Harrison Ford, no, but I don't like the look of that kid. If we're talking Harrison Ford, then sure. But I don't like the look of that fucking millennial fucking Abercrombie and Fitch fake leather wearing motherfucker, dude. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Hashtag triggered.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Getting all hot.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Hey, listen, I'm bringing the energy tonight, okay?
Yeah, well, you act like I asked you to drink a craft beer or something.
I am definitely a Star Wars fan, but Star-Lord's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's the coolest.
Although...
And he fucks green chicks. And that other girl. She was like pink or red or something. Yeah,
yeah, the pink one.
Jesus Christ.
He couldn't remember her name.
He's got multicolored whores, dude. I mean,
if you go back and you watch Guardian Man, there's so many fucking Easter eggs in it. So that pink chick, when she comes up from underneath, she's wearing the shirt that he was wearing the night that his mom died.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That shit's hilarious, man. To the
detail, huh? Look at you.
That's kind of dark.
And I saw that nose bump rub there, right there, man. You're talking shit about our key bumps, man. I saw that. I pay attention to detail, too.
Yeah, I'm over here snorting creatine and fucking roids.
Snorting
anyways.
Creatine. Jesus Christ.
That's hardcore.
I had a buddy that takes his pre-workout dry.
Wow. Why?
Fuck if I know. He's a beast, but I can't do that shit, dude.
I don't know what that is.
Seems like it would just get stuck in your throat.
What is that? Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
He's talking about the dry powder, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
The pre-workout powder?
So yeah. Like instead of mixing
it's a ton of like a protein shake. And stimulants and shit, and he's just choking it down.
So instead of mixing it with like water or something like that, he just like takes the powder.
Yeah, why would you do that?
That's like the cinnamon challenge all over again.
Why would you do that?
Bad idea.
Some people are fucking animals.
Wow.
That is true.
Dude, back in the day, I used to listen to the Opie and Anthony show, and there was an intern guy or whatever on their show that did the cinnamon challenge, and yeah, it was bad. Dude, thought he was going to die.
I just remember Baby Bird.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that again. We've talked about that on the show.
That's awesome.
Don't need to do that again.
You never heard about the Baby Bird?
Never listened to Opie and Anthony? We don't need to talk about it.
We can explain what
really
it is.
We really don't need to.
Yeah. You want me to talk more, right?
Yeah. Not about this. Take the lead while I use the restroom.
Goddamn women bladders.
Gosh, it's like Willy all over again.
So they had a guy come into their studio, and one of the interns or something basically drank a whole bunch of eggnog. And then what they did was they had this other guy sit back, lean back over a trash can, and then the dude that had drank a whole bunch of the eggnog kind of made him work it back up, and Baby Bird fed him the guy that was sitting over the trash can.
See why I didn't want him to talk about it?
Made him eat it.
Jesus Christ, I tried. Dude, I'm like 2 steps from puking.
I tried. You better call somebody in so you can Baby Bird it to him because, that's what you started. You had ass.
Sick fucks. So why don't you guys do that? I tell you what, I'll make you a deal.
No.
You guys do the Baby Birding, and I'll let them waterboard me like they keep trying to do.
No.
I don't know. I think I'd rather take waterboarding than the Baby Bird.
Wilds has only asked like 5 times to fucking waterboard me.
Why does he want to waterboard you?
I think it's some kind of jealousy issue. I don't know.
Are you sure he doesn't want to waterboard Ray Ray?
Ooh. Ray Ray would be a squirmy little fuck. He'd be hard to hold down. Them North Koreans, they get waterboarded at an early age. So he's probably been used to it.
Damn.
Do the whole tie him up to the metal bed electricity.
Oh, is that from Rambo?
Yeah, I think so.
That's from Rambo, man.
Yeah, but the Asians were doing it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a dark motherfucker.
You have no idea. You really don't. You really don't.
Asian Americans. What is that the right?
Well, they're not Asian Americans if they're...
In Asia? Just
in
Asia.
What am I walking into?
Racism.
I heard Asians.
A torture scene where a guy's on a metal bed and being electrocuted.
Rambo.
Oh.
All right.
American classic. So,
like we always do here at the BickerBots podcast, we always end every episode with a BMK.
You. I swear to fucking Christ I'm going to punch you. I swear to God, dude. I can't wait. I can't wait. Come into my zip code, bitch.
We like to play a little game we call Bang, Marry, Kill. The only rules are if you marry them, You gotta hump them at least twice a week for the rest of your life.
Gladly.
Put that in your skull while you're making your decisions.
Gladly. Right? Twice a week, huh?
That's an upgrade for you, right?
Oh, wow.
And I say that.
I don't know if I want to talk about it with my wife.
I say that with his better half literally 5 feet from me in the kitchen.
This is your chance, dude. Look at her. Tell her you need more ass. Just tell her.
Hey.
Just
hey,
tell her right now.
We have a guest tonight, as you well know, and he wants you to eat more ass.
I don't. No, he said, tell her that you need more ass.
You need to eat more ass.
See, you really need to learn about Freud.
I don't know anything.
Not eat, need.
Need?
Need.
You need more ass.
But apparently he wants to eat. He wants to eat more ass.
I need you another Freudian slip.
Listen, dude, you got to do that, right? That's why I can't be single nowadays. Because if you're single, you got to eat ass. And I'm not okay with that. You know, I don't know. I want to download Tinder and shit. I don't even know how it works.
Why do you have to? Never mind. I don't want to know.
Because that's how it works, dude.
No.
Dude, listen. No. If you're single now, Beth, back me up. If you're single now, you got to eat ass, right? You know. You fucking know.
Jeez.
I don't know if you eat it, but it seems like they give it up more now.
What? Then
in the...
They who?
I'm talking about, like, movies.
Who you been seeing? Who's been giving up ass to you?
Well, it just seems like...
In movies, you mean fiction? You know that's not real fiction. Life,
they're,
right?
They're, like, really taking the ass. I mean...
Oh, whoa, you're talking about fucking in the ass? I don't know.
Jeez. Damn it, Jason.
Hey, Jason's talking about butt shit, man. I don't know what you're doing to him.
Or what you're not.
Oh!
All right, so I just got to say, we covered this topic on BickerBots. I think it was episode 39. Is eating ass socially acceptable? Actually, it's on Ass and Apples.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Ass and Apples. If you're out there... Please, whatever you're doing, just stop listening here. Go listen to BickerBots.
I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to fuck you, okay? I'm going to fuck you. Yes, I'm going to fuck him in his goddamn face to get him to shut the fuck up about his show on my show. I swear to God, dude.
Do you see how his face went when you said that? He almost like puckered it up. Like
he did. He was accepting. He was accepting of my dick.
That's an accepting face?
For you, yes.
How far away from a school do you got to be?
Not far enough.
All right.
Who do you got for us?
With the traditional BickerBots podcast at gmail.com, BickerBots on iTunes, Stitcher.
You're on thin ice, buddy. You're on thin ice. I'm going to underdog podcast group your ass.
So much editing.
Oh, my God. Underdogs, if you're out there, go fuck yourselves.
Is that the
I almost plugged
the rodents guy?
What's in the cosmos?
Yeah.
Bro, I almost plugged it in the underdog group tonight that you were going to be on our show.
You should.
Plug it all you want. Underdogs podcast group. Paul from Varmints. He's got this very interesting show where he talks about which rodents he likes to shove up his ass and how he likes to lure them back out. Sometimes he offers them carrots, peanut butter, celery. And sometimes he just leaves them in there. He likes to call them anal hugs.
Anal hugs. If we titled episodes, that would be this one.
Has he ever interviewed Richard Gere on his show?
Ooh. It's supposed to be a myth, but as we move on.
After enough people say it was true, it might be true.
And I'll just put it out there as a disclaimer. The thoughts of our guests don't necessarily reflect the opinions of the hashtag no offense show.
That is true.
But I like you. Thanks for playing.
If you have any issues with anything that you just heard, BickerBotsPodcast@gmail.com.
Catch these hands.
All right, here we go. First one. A filthy, rich, beautiful Cuban woman who treats you like poppy in and around the house and is an amazing lay, mm-hmm. but is bald and she refuses to wear a wig and only allows shitty rap music and videos to be played anywhere ever.
That is specific as fuck, yeah, dude.
It is.
Damn.
Who is that?
Did you forget where this was? These are BickerBots podcast.
I'm sorry.
BMKs.
I'm sorry you bring the A game. I forgot, but that is specific as fuck. Holy shit.
You said Cuban hottie, though, right? That was part of it?
I wish where's my notepad? Because that's almost like, dude, you broke my brain with the one where it was smells old, looks young.
Oh, that one was,
like,
yeah.
I couldn't keep track. Usually in my mind, I play along, but that one, I'm like, I don't even know the fucking stipulations, dude. Like, I can't do this.
Yeah, it's when we had the shrink on. And then she wanted to ask us what pies we wanted to fuck.
Yeah, that was weird.
So I do want to say this. These are Florida-centric.
Okay.
So,
well, I can definitely see that.
Why? Because she's Cuban?
Well, there's a big community.
Yes, because Cuba's right across the river.
Cuban sandwiches, man.
There is.
Yeah, Cuban sandwiches. Cuban sandwiches.
Which is a Tampa thing.
That's right. He did
up
his homework.
Up here is Miami.
He did his homework.
Can they make authentic Cubans? All right.
All right, what else?
Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to read here.
Bald Cuban bitch that likes rap.
Shitty rap.
Shitty rap.
And it's the only thing you get to listen to.
Okay.
So shitty, like, I guess, what would that be? It wouldn't be like Snoop and Dr. Dre, of
No,
course,
it would be like XXXTentacion.
She treats you like Poppy in and around the house. That means she's cooking for you, she's feeding you, and she's fucking your brains out.
Okay. I can dig it. I can dig it.
Yeah, I'm down. All right.
So she's your choice.
She's just bald. Big deal. Okay.
Big deal. second one, a sexy and built brunette who's always willing to get down on her knees for you and give you the best blowjob in Florida and will only let you in her ass until you're married. But she's horrible at random, simple life tasks. She burns toast. She pours the milk outside the cereal bowl. Last time you asked her to fill up your car with gas, she pumped all the gas into the back seat.
What the fuck? Wow, that is basic.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm with you.
All right.
Okay. And the last one, an athletically toned dark woman who is a martial artist and will fuck you better than anything you've ever seen in a porn. And if you can find a porn where the woman fucks better, she will not only beat it, she will do it better. Right. And then her stipulation is she steals from your bank account all the time to pay her taxes.
Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you, dude? All right.
I can only take partial credit here. This was a collaboration between myself and Rhodey from the last episode.
I dig that guy. I'm just gonna say that. Pass the message along, dude. I dig that guy. Bring him back.
Yeah.
He's up there Rhodey's with JP. Beautiful. He's up there with JP.
Yeah, JP's great. JP is great. But
all right, guys. Where are we going here?
In Rhodey's honor, though, roll tide. Just for him.
No, fuck. Not really.
All right, well, yeah.
Damn, I'm bitter as fuck. I'm still bitter as fuck over the national championship game with Notre Dame. What was that, 3 years ago?
Here we go with UCF bullshit. Man. Should have been champ. Bullshit. Let's go.
UCF?
None of us here believe that crap.
Listen to this guy. I said Notre Dame, a.k.a. Rhodey.
A.k.a. fuck them, too. It's college football. I don't give a shit. Unless you've got million-dollar contracts on the line, coke, whores, and hookers, I'm not interested, okay?
Well, that's only in Miami, guy. Well,
no, that's pro sports.
The coaches do.
Or who wants to start? Who wants to start?
Jason does.
Well, that's what I thought.
No, I think he's wanting to go.
You know what?
Let Adam go. Hey, okay. Adam
all right, so
in.
The last one. If you're married to her, I mean, your taxes are kind of together anyway, so she's not really stealing from you. It doesn't sound like she's doing anything bad.
So let's just put it in perspective, right? So she's draining the bank account to pay her portion of the taxes because she's a fuck up and she won't pay attention to them. She files them incorrectly, files them late. Doesn't believe she should pay him.
I know where I'm going with this.
Oh, damn it.
Here's the problem here.
Money becomes a real issue.
Here's the problem with this scenario. He's literal, and you're expecting him to dance with you. Because he's in his mind running over, well, the tax law.
Oh, he's running the statistics.
Yeah, he's I don't know if this is absolutely legit because of the
okay,
tax
so
law.
You file married but separately.
You filed. What does that even mean?
There's really a hole in your story here. But...
See what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying, guy.
But you know,
like I said, you're married, but you file separately.
She's fucking up. She's
yeah,
got
but
her
if
own.
She's got
shit.
A job. She's making money. I mean, you don't just
taking liberties, mm-hmm. dude. Does she have a job? I don't know.
Yeah, what is her job?
Taking liberties. Mm-hmm. She might be a fucking porn star, dude. I don't know.
She might have back taxes from before you guys got to get together.
Well, all these are additional stipulations that weren't in the original BMK, so...
Well, that's why I'm here to answer the questions.
condensed version of these three characters quickly.
Yeah.
One more time.
The bald Cuban who plays the shitty rap music.
Okay.
The sexy brunette who gives the best blowjobs in Florida but is horrible at random tasks.
Got it.
Your dark-toned martial artist who fucks you better than any porn and will beat the porn that you bring her but steals from you to pay off her taxes. So let's just say, well, currently you're not married because it's a BMK.
Right. So
well,
so once you're
one
married.
One of them will be. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I couldn't deal with the first one on an everyday, always basis. And the second one, same thing. I mean, if you're filling up my car with gas, like literally, that's a problem. I can't deal with that.
Yeah, but you got to, what are you making them?
Plus, where are you Adam, going?
We know you're marrying the last one.
Adam right hates rat so. Music.
I'm getting there.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting there.
Oh, shit.
So, the money thing, you know, like I said, there's a hole in your story. So the last one is the Mary. Because we'll make that work. We'll make that work financially. Everything else there is really not that bad.
All right.
The other two, I
Oh, jeez.
He's shitting at your kitchen table right
sounds
now.
Sounds like it.
At that point, I don't know which one you kill.
Well, I mean, it don't matter. You only get to fuck one once, and you get to kill the other one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to kill anybody. But, okay, so...
This guy, I swear.
I already forgot the details of them.
Well, just think. Let's you want some Cuban booty all the time?
Just you know what? Cuban the first rat. One's bald, which, I mean,
bald
you know...
Bald Cuban rat.
If she's bald by choice, that's one thing. You know, if she can't help it, then I feel bad. But
she refuses to wear a wig.
What?
She refuses to wear a wig.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get rid of that one. And she's gotta go. We're banging the brunette. I like brunettes.
Taking
anyway.
The best blowjob in Florida. Good man.
Yeah.
Okay.
That worked.
Okay, I actually have the same exact setup. I'm marrying.
Same reasoning.
I'm banging the brunette. I'm marrying the last one, the martial artist, just because I think that would be cool to be married with her. We could do things together, go to jiu-jitsu and shit, you know, fucking, you know what I'm saying, you know?
Like, kick ass, take names.
Yeah, good relationship type shit. You know, we got common shared interests. And then, the first one will die. And, I mean, it's close because, I mean, I like bad rap music. And, I mean, she's Cuban and she's cool and shit. But, yeah, I don't know. She's got to go.
I'm going a little bit of a different route.
Of course you are.
He smiles, too.
What?
Explain it.
No, I think, okay, let's see. Do you want to start off with, we'll go with bang.
Yeah.
So I will bang
the bald
the brunette.
Ooh.
Okay, that's what
bang
we both
brunette.
Said. That's what we both did. Said.
Okay. Yeah. Best blowjobs in Florida.
That's a t-shirt.
Marry. So then you would marry, what, the Cuban? Because, I mean, she's got everything going on except for baldness and rap music. I have no problem with that. So then whatever the last one was, because I'm not going to do my own taxes. So fuck it. Like, she needs to take over that shit. And
she's already fucking up. So
her taxes are already fucked up.
Yeah, you're entrusting her with everything now.
Well, that's why he's killing
her. That's why I'm killing her. Because Yeah. Because the one that calls me Poppy is going to take care of all that shit.
This is telling. This is telling of your character. Is there a Cuban in your past?
No.
Sandwiches. which
there's sandwiches in your past?
No. Cuban sandwiches.
Not like that,
well,
guys.
That's what I was going to say. The perfect thing about this is he's going to have the brunette give him the BJ. And then he's going to have his new wife make a Cuban sandwich for her afterwards. And then she can leave.
Staying on brand.
Yeah, right?
Staying on brand.
So she's
I
getting
like
the Cuban sandwich. Oh, yeah. I mean, I like where he's going with that.
See, I think I'm putting a little bit more thought into this than you guys are here, but from a different aspect.
I don't know. I put a lot of thought into
it. I typically agree with your BMKs. So if this is different, I'm curious.
So the brunette that fucks up at horrible random tasks.
You're killing her, aren't you?
Oh, see, here's the problem. I don't like stupid people.
This is where I struggled as well.
The stupid, she needs to go because she's stupid, right? But this chick's bald and she refuses to wear a wig. That's a fucking mongoloid mutant, right? You got the option to fix this shit and you're just refusing to.
You're just being stubborn.
You're just being a bitch, right? But I do like some Cuban food.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
And there's good Cuban food down here.
So I'm going to fuck the martial artist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That only is that is only different. After a week-long search of RedTube and YouTube or YouPorn for the best sex.
To put her on her A-game.
Right. She's going to have to beat the fucking nastiest shit I can find. The craziest shit I can find, she's got to beat that.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you got Kobe a fucking right now. Like, she's just right. the top of the game.
Or you could just ask Jason. He's like a porn encyclopedia.
What?
No, oh, I thought you were going to say he was the top of the game of fucking. I'm like, Jesus.
No, I don't know anything about
they're
that.
They're close.
No, we're not. Not
so now
even
becomes
close.
A problem. I only get to marry one and kill one. Best blowjobs in Florida.
Florida's crazy.
Wait,
so
I thought you killed her.
No, I couldn't decide which one to kill yet. I just know I'm banging the porn one.
You know Florida bitches are crazy, so... You know,
well, here's the thing. So,
Trailer Park Hot is a thing.
So, if Florida's like 1 out of 50 for crazy, pretty sure blowjobs is right there. It's top three.
That's what I'm saying.
You're talking top 3 out of 50 states for blowjobs.
What are the other two?
Yeah.
Who's Vegas and Utah?
Why Utah?
Mormons.
Oh.
I don't think so. Because
you can have more than one after you're married?
Undercover
is that what you're
dick suckers. Hashtag Mormon. I'm putting it out there.
Hey.
You need to read a Bible.
Hey, on Pornhub, they have
I don't like fiction.
They have a Mormon channel on Pornhub, just if anybody wants to know.
don't want that.
I don't know if you heard what I said, but
Mormon channel and porno.
Yeah,
okay. I got you.
No.
So where do we go here? Do we marry the Cuban that's going to work for us, but fucking play shit rap music every chance she gets? Yes, I am. I'm going to marry the filthy rich Cuban that plays shit rap music.
Yeah, man.
I forgot filthy rich. Oh, you know, I forgot that stipulation. Damn it.
I'm marrying her and I'm killing the moron.
She's calling you Poppy. She's making you Cuban.
Yeah, dude, I forgot.
Dude.
Damn.
She had me at Poppy. Let's just be honest.
Yeah. You're going to be okay with the blonde, the baldness, though?
That bitch.
Dude, you have more hair than her.
Out, I could glue away to her.
Hey, man.
You know?
That ain't funny.
What'd I miss?
I told
you
him.
You said I got more hair
I
than her.
I said he would have more hair than her.
Fucking dickhead. Thinks he's
you
funny.
Really look hurt.
Thinks he's fucking funny, dude. I'm
That's the only way to get him.
I'm wounded.
That's
a shot.
His hair on his head's the only way to get at him.
Oh my god. Well, hey guys, this has been fun.
I appreciate you guys coming on
BickerBots podcast.
We're not on BickerBots podcast, so go fuck yourself, dude.
Isn't that what they say though? We
are running way long, so we're gonna cut you loose on the hashtag no offense show, and we'll let you plug your shitty show again as if you haven't done it 10 times off fucking ready. Okay, so say where we can reach you.
Is this where we say rock 'em?
No,
just kidding.
No, this is where we say go fuck yourself.
So
okay, the last part.
Just for clarification purposes, that shitty show you're talking about, that must be either OCD or Just the Tips or even hashtag no offense, which are all other shows on the Not Safe for Work network. I myself am part of the premiere show on the Not Safe for Network.
Listen, I'm going to stop you because we said earlier we formed like Voltron and we're the fucking head, dude. You're the left leg.
You said you were a left arm jerking me off. That's
no,
what you said.
I did not. How dare you, sir? Erroneous. Erroneous. Well, erroneous. I did not say that.
You did say something about being the stranger. Left arm.
Fuck, I did. Jesus Christ. I can't even keep my own thoughts straight. Whatever, dude. Just say what you got to say.
All right. BickerBotsPodcast@gmail.com. BickerBots Podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the socials. If you ever want to hear a libertarian, a Republican, and a fucking bleeding heart liberal go at it, find us, right? We do a BMK on every show. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. These guys are listeners, right?
All jokes aside, they're good shit.
Yes.
Check them out.
All right, man. I appreciate you guys having me on. If I ever get down to Georgia, I'd like to come hang out with you guys.
We're in Florida.
No, I appreciate you for sitting with us, man. And if you want to look for us, we're HTNOS everywhere, all the socials, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, any podcatcher, find us. Look for us on YouTube, Best of Clips, Patreon. We have merch.com as our merch site, t-shirts, beer glasses, hats, all good. We have stickers now if you want some, HTNOS@yahoo.com. That's about all I got to say. Any parting words?
Don't cheat. Awesome.
This has been...
Of all the things you could say, that's what you said.
BickerBots Podcast, episode number 9 or 10, The Dong Chi. Find out why Ray Ray jammed his fingers in his dad's ass.
That was the worst thing ever.
I'm literally speechless right now. I'm so impressed with you. I'm so fucking... I don't know what to do with you sometimes because I want to choke you, but I'm so fucking proud of you sometimes.
Oh, okay. The guy barely speaks all podcasts.
I'm
he says one
you,
thing, and I'm so impressed with you.
He's
I'm so proud of you.
Listen.
That's what I'm here for, dog.
This is fucking Silent Bob guy. When he speaks, it's fucking, it's gold. He doesn't say shit.
Epic.
But when he does, oh my God, Dong Chi, fuck it. Hashtag no offense.
Cheeseburgers.